Kill.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that Ted is Barack Obama in his avatar picture. Like, for some reason, everybody I've talked to
in your avatar picture.
He's, like, looking hopeful for the future.
Everybody
like,
thinks...
And everyone thinks I'm kidding. Like, everyone thinks I'm kidding. In the month of October, I heard that. If I say 100 times, I'm not exaggerating. 100, like, oh, you should do Barack Obama. You really look like him. What the fuck do I look like him?
Yeah, it's the thing. You don't really even look like him.
Dude.
I'm a tall black guy. Yeah. And I have all of my teeth.
And that's enough.
Is that the characteristic?
That's the requisite right there.
Done. Black man wears a suit, he becomes the president.
Yes. Apparently.
Well, it's better than, like, last year's black man in a suit just had a court date. So it's kind of like...
It is a step up. We've come up.
Like, what, do you have an interview? No. Like...
Have an interview.
God damn, man.
Gotta get up and record, and this is good material.
I'm gonna say, we're
losing
it. We are. You gotta run this stuff. It's so
I've
good.
Been recording for about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, that's so good.
If I say anything bad, I probably did.
You guys gotta hit record, and the show starts when it starts.
This is Yellowtail Productions.
This is a Yellowtail Production.
I'm Sean Reynolds, and I do not approve of this message.
She challenged the power of the Ben.
It was wide open.
I'm just saying, we might not have a large listenership, but they are rabid.
We're very active on the forum. And by the way, before we get into stuff too deep, like, okay,
too
have
deep.
You been following the awards?
Yeah.
Voting?
Yes.
I've been trying to.
Okay, you saw the worst for the worst moment ever. Okay, can we get into this hammer thing with
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir. Nobody can pick up Thor's hammer except Thor.
Exactly.
And Beta Ray Bill.
But how do we know? Okay, but had this theory previously been tested in space? How do we know? How do we know that gravity doesn't have an issue?
Because if it was that much of an issue, people would be dragging Thor's monkey ass out.
But no one thought of it. No one thought of it.
Yes, people thought of it.
Red Hulk. Who put him in space?
He fought in space. Like Thor's fought in space. Like,
but has anyone ever tried to pick up the hammer in space?
Yes.
I'm sure. Where?
Sure. I don't know.
You're just guessing.
It's been done.
Yeah.
No.
It matters not because the worst moment this past year was Kitty Pryde flying away in a freaking bullet.
That's I would almost
You're like a Kitty Pryde guy. I was kind of lukewarm.
I'll put up Wasp's off-panel death too. That's a pretty shitty
what
one.
Happened to Wasp? Okay,
how about like
died?
Moment I least cared about? Moment that changed nothing in my life whatsoever.
That was almost as bad as Black Goliath dying. Like that was almost like.
Isn't he just Goliath?
Was he?
I gotta say in the book, I thought he was just Goliath. Why did he have to be Black Goliath?
Well, I'm sure in like
so you just—it's bad enough when the creators do that. You just did it to ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think every black hero might as well have black in front of him because
call you Whitefish.
Exactly. I call you Whitefish.
I'm call you Whitefish.
You're stepping on my notes. I was gonna,
sorry.
I was gonna talk.
Sorry, mate.
That's point three.
But I mean, it's like
you just took that was like
I called him Black Goliath. I thought in the 60s everybody that was black was black though.
Like black was Luke Cage like the first guy not to be black.
I mean it's like
but who came along first, like Luke Cage or
no, his name
Rhodes.
Is Terrence Howard actually.
Luke Cage was out before James Rhodes was.
So was he the first like hero that wasn't black something?
Probably, but he was much blacker than anybody else that was out
well,
there.
Well, we're not, no. I mean, just that was a big step. Dude. Not just saying, like, let's call him like Black Cage or something.
That's true.
That was a big step. It's pretty progressive thinking.
His real name is like Carl something, which is like.
Oh, he could have been Black Power Man because he was Power Man at first,
yeah,
right?
He could have been
Black Power Man.
And that would have been a real easy mistake.
Oh, that would have been bad. That's why they didn't do it. Right. I bet you the first draft, I was like, oh, yeah, Black Power Man. And they read it, Black Power Man. No,
exactly.
So where are we going to put the hyphen at in this?
You can leave
content.
Out the power, you could just be black man.
Minority.
You guys are gonna spoil all the comics for me.
Okay, sorry. Well, we'll be very general.
I've read at least three of your books
really
that you picked
care
up
about
this week.
Comics anymore.
Wow, and good job, Choi.
Did you have questions?
Yeah, I was gonna write them down, but Ted's the only one. Ted's the only one with the pad and pen.
I have paper.
I thought a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm reading my notes now. I'm thinking I don't really need.
Well,
them,
Ted has notes, so I figure he's gonna lead the show.
Nice.
Ted.
Stage fright. I can't do it. Don't well, you need to say this is a dollar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The rambling that you've been listening to over the past few minutes is that of Dollar Ben North, apparently.
Self-proclaimed.
We're having a special Christmas episode. We weren't gonna have a show for a while, but I was able to get this group together, and I figured now is a good time to do a show.
Nice.
So this is going to be a Christmas episode. I haven't really got a name for it yet so far.
Sweet Christmas.
So far, it is saved.
Sweet Christmas.
I like
done.
It.
I mean, done. Mark sweet it down. Christmas.
That is. That's way better than what I have. So
was sweet it the Christmas Kwanzaa it episode? Was that
a very Black Christmas?
No, it was just. It was just.
It was.
I just caught that.
What?
The Kwanzaa episode.
The Dollar Bin learns about Kwanzaa on this very special episode.
The Kwanzaa Bin.
You actually know? Do you like actively know people that celebrate Kwanzaa?
Yes, my family does.
Like two people.
We celebrated Kwanzaa once.
You do?
And like
really?
On the walk back to the car, we were like, never.
Never.
Like, what the fuck was that?
I remember
this is,
them,
it's
like
Black Hanukkah Christmas. Is that what it really
cause, you know,
is?
Like, well,
it's not religious at all.
No.
So my parents are like, really? You know what I mean? So.
I couldn't.
Didn't fly.
If someone asked me what Kwanzaa was, I wouldn't be able to tell you. Like, I remember, like, when I was in elementary school, they had to do like the kind of equal play to all the holidays.
Right.
So, you know, I found out, you know, about the Jewish holidays. Yeah. Found out, and then we talked about Kwanzaa. I was like,
when did
you
come
over
here?
I know we
why
have
did
like.
You just make, I thought my teacher had made that up, and
this
then
is April Fool's.
This
day.
So black kids can get more presents, isn't it?
I don't know.
By more,
that.
You mean some. Yeah, I know there's like a menorah.
Yeah.
Or something.
Hold on, with Kwanzaa?
A menorah?
Are you sure you're not?
Like no, candles. Seriously.
Yeah.
There's like, yeah.
Yeah. And
you light
a candle like for each day.
Do we just take the best stuff? Is it like Festivus?
There's like a Swahili word for each.
Feast of
there's like
shrimp.
You would,
it's like Umoja and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Whoa.
Aren't you supposed to make your presents for Kwanzaa?
Ooh, that's a shame.
Ooh, I've
that's
never
it
heard
right
that.
There.
I'm
no.
out.
That's
I'm
the
out.
End of Kwanzaa right there, baby.
I thought you were.
That's why I didn't pick
I thought,
up.
I thought one of the ideas of Kwanzaa was supposed to remove the commercialism from the holiday.
Motherfuckers would be getting
see,
paper airplanes
that's cool.
for me.
So I thought that's what it was. I thought that was one of the reasons that kind of became to be.
How many days? Is it like
I know it started
it's,
in the 70s.
Yeah, it's basically
like
12
like
days.
I can't remember.
We got to beat Hanukkah by 3 days.
He's like, take that, Hanukkah.
Take that.
So,
15 candles, you burning down.
You know, you know why it's not catching on? No Kwanzaa songs.
No, exactly.
No,
no
Kwanzaa,
Kwanzaa
songs.
Songs.
No Kwanzaa, you know, cartoon specials.
Nope.
No.
I
you know what?
Futurama.
I guarantee BET has done a Kwanzaa cartoon special
or
that no one's
sort of
watched.
I'll tell you something. BET
well,
is like
YouTube
the worst thing
for.
That's happened to us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
in
thank you.
Forever. By us, I mean black folks.
So with us today, we have...
that will be edited together. Oh, man. splicing together a bit in 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
So, doesn't Bob Johnson own your basketball team?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Adam. All right, go ahead. That's all
I... The city hates him. As you would
and,
expect.
And pretty much the Bobcat. They don't...
Fucking Bobcat.
No, but who watches the Bobcat?
So we have...
I know one
going
guy.
To a game.
One guy.
Adam's trying
are you
so
going
hard
to a game?
To keep this
dude, to see the Wizards
it's like,
on
God,
Tuesday.
It's just like talking while I'm trying to watch a movie, and all they're doing is bringing up basketball all the time.
Good old racist Adam.
Talking during the movie. Oh, hey.
Oh, at least he showed up. Brian's not even here. Brian, do you hate black people?
Brian, we think
yes.
you hate black people.
We do.
And I have a button... Like with your picture on it on my shirt,
right,
and I'm going to take it off right now.
Hello. Can you hear me?
So with us today, we have Ted.
Hey.
Ted is a forum dweller.
Oh.
You said forum goer or blower?
He
said dweller.
Oh, dweller. Oh, God. I'm like a forum blower. I'm like, I don't know what's that.
Damn.
Makes you sound like you're like some sort of like.
Ooh, I dwell in the... The lower annexes of the forum.
Like, what the hell? I don't fucking know what that means.
We have Terrence T minus T Jim.
That's me.
Yeah.
Just call me whatever.
Yeah.
Except one word.
And then what? Except one word. For the love of God.
I won't call you that.
I trust you.
I'm sure. So, okay, and then also I have my friend Ryan from Maryland, who I've been trying to get onto our show for quite a while now. And...
Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome. Alaikum salam.
And I was finally able to convince him with the perfect timing of arranging this show to get him to come by and talk comics with us. And then also next to me is Sean. Twyla, do you count? I mean, are you going to say anything besides white power? I mean...
How many
I don't want to skip you.
Hello.
Okay. I was like, she doesn't have a microphone. She's still here. So she's like, acknowledger. I don't know. Our first show, she sat next to Terrence the entire time for like 3 hours straight and didn't say a single word.
Because her face was engrossed in Bojangles.
Well, our second show, she did say a word. She said two.
Repeatedly.
But and also next to me I have Sean next to me.
Hello.
And you guys,
you guys remember me, I hope.
And if you're wondering, yes, they are holding hands right now.
We're not holding hands.
And I'm the only
now they're playing footsie.
Active member of the Dollar Bin Global. Adam's here also. Yeah, so we're here with Dollar Bin North, the new franchise. And today we have a topic that, you know, I really wanted to do an all-girls show in December, and it just didn't pan out. So I have put this group together.
What purpose, Adam? I wonder what's the purpose.
Are we all black? No, we're not.
So. The problem is that, like, if you were a casual listener, you wouldn't know any of us were black.
I think I sound pretty black, right?
I'm here.
Close. Yeah.
I'm here. We're here with Ted, Terrence, and Ryan. We're doing an all-black show this week.
But we're not all black.
But we're not all black.
Black enough.
Sean and I are just going to ask questions.
So that we can delve
into the psyche of what it is to be black in America.
I was going to study racial stereotypes in art. That was going to be my focus. I would like to think that I have things to contribute to the show, even though I am not myself black.
That's okay.
Yet.
I don't know what that means.
Before we get way into that, let's do a couple of quick reviews. I know, Ryan, you haven't bought anything in probably, well, you read what, some Jeffrey Brown books recently,
yeah,
2 months ago.
I guess.
But as far as up-to-date comic reading, not your
thing.
I've
been reading, like, school books for the last, yeah. And I'm still doing horrible. So,
yeah. So, I guess, Terrence, you have some stuff sitting on your lap over there.
Yeah, I do.
Throw some stuff at us.
The first one I got here is Captain Britain and MI-13.
Which is apparently underrated.
Yes. Most.
I don't believe it for a second.
Dude, I will say
are
underrated.
You kidding me?
I've never heard of this book, so. All
right. It's, to me, that's probably the best thing that's come out of Secret Invasion. Yeah, I know, right? Everybody says it was Secret Invasion. That book is great. It handled the, I guess, basically what happened to all the magic users in the Marvel Universe during the Secret Invasion.
Like Doom?
Yeah, well, Doom's not in there yet.
Strange in there?
Strange, did he show up? I don't know.
Fucking Strange that right. Man there. Isn't he the only magic?
Here's the thing, is that you gotta understand that according to this book, Britain, England, is like the center of the magical universe.
Just like Harry Potter.
Yes. I don't read that.
That is awesome. Why am I not reading this book? I didn't know Harry Potter was in the Marvel universe.
But I mean, they've done a really good job of like bringing Captain Britain back.
What was that other book series that I read with British magicians?
There was Hellblazer?
No, it wasn't Hellblazer. It was a novel. I don't remember what it was.
God.
Anyway.
Chronicles of Narnia? No.
No. If I think of it, I'll let y'all know.
Nice.
Continue.
Oh, lost my train of thought. Thanks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nobody really cares about that book, Terrence. Do you have anything?
I know nobody really cares about it, but it's pretty badass. Like, you know, the team's got on Pete Wisdom. You should care about him because he hooked up with Kitty Pryde way back in the day.
Wow.
And then, it's got a lot of guys that you would kind of think were no-namers. Blade's in this book.
Like Captain Britain.
Blade is better. There's actually a really good scene in this where...
Blade. I forgot about him. I said there's been hours thinking about Blade.
Isn't he in jail in Indiana right now?
I didn't think about Blade.
You didn't think about Blade.
That's how shitty he is.
So yeah.
Is he in Britain because he's evading taxes? Is that what he's doing over there?
That would be Wesley Snipes, not Blade.
Yeah.
We don't take ownership of Wesley Snipes anymore.
He's in Terre Haute, Indiana right now.
Repeatedly.
Which is where my mother was born, apparently. Yeah.
What's his deal?
And then, yeah, well, read it. we gotta say, everybody keeps cutting me off. No, but I really like this book. It's much better handled than you might think it would be. It's got, like I said, it's got C-listers in it, but...
Like Captain Britain.
Yeah. But they managed to make him relevant and pretty rad. Damn it.
I can't go any further. You haven't convinced me of that. Yeah, it's going to remain under my radar.
Black Knight is in there.
Black Knight is in there, and he's...
He's not black, though.
Apparently. He's hooking up with No, he's not black at all.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Just like Black Bolt.
He's an alien, so he doesn't really count, does he?
I don't know.
He's kind of an alien. I don't know. He's an inhuman.
They show, like, his face and stuff? Are we sure he's not black?
Yeah.
I've never seen his face.
Like the whole bottom part of his face is available.
Is it out?
Yeah.
I thought it was like all covered.
Available for you to see he's Caucasian.
Yeah, now you see I don't really read comics. They just invited me here because I'm black.
Well, they had him in Secret Invasion in the Inhumans. They have him out of his outfit. also.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And the Inhumans, Secret Invasion stuff, which is okay.
So, all right, so that's the end of Captain Britain. Mm-hmm. Do something on the forums at some point about it. the next book that I have is Body Bags. It's for anybody who's
what is
familiar
that?
With it. It's a one-shot. Jason Pearson put out a miniseries called Body Bags sometime in like the mid to late 90s, and it was really critically acclaimed. His art is always fantastic for me.
It's a 12-gauge.
And it's added to 12-gauge, exactly. Cool. And it's been a while since these characters have been revisited. So it's just straightforward blasting, kind of a couple of jokes in there about Scientology.
Nice.
That I always laugh at those. And, you know, it's actually kind of explores, the dynamic of a father-daughter assassin team. So it's pretty cool. I dig it. And lots of head exploding, just in case. That should sell you.
That floats your boat.
Yeah,
your thing.
Yeah. Exactly. If you like the new Punisher movie, you'll like this.
Oh,
still haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm not going to.
I'm trying to get revved up.
You and like 7 billion people haven't seen it, so
I will probably see the Spirit movie if I get to see it for free.
Like the more I'm
Monday.
Seeing of the.
Oh wait, you're not even here.
I've been avoiding the trailers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
And then like seeing like the Samuel L. Jackson pictures, the still pictures of him. I don't want to see that. Like
Sam Jackson's dressed up as a Nazi in that movie.
I'm like,
so,
it's like a running theme. Like he's been wearing ridiculous outfits in like in all his movies now.
That's true.
Haven't you seen my movies? I was in Juice.
Haven't you seen my movies?
Deep Blue Sea. They ate me. Motherfucking shark ate me.
Speaking of jumping out and scaring people, that's
Sean's impression of a black person.
That's not my black person. That's like anytime somebody mentions Samuel L. Jackson,
that's also
I go
Joe
into
Piscopo's
that bit.
Impersonation of a black person, and he hasn't been.
That
relevant.
Was just your normal voice, but like raspy.
It's because I do it all the time. I just haven't you seen my movies? I was in Juice. I tell myself that all the time. I do the bit constantly.
The walls of my house are going to be painted with beer from all the spit takes that are going to happen.
That didn't sound authentic.
No, it wasn't.
Can I go next?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, please. Save me.
You want to give that back to Terrence?
Sure.
Well, the first book, I haven't heard many people talk about it, but it's not exactly brand new. X-Men and Spider-Man. It's like a 4-issue limited.
Yeah, I don't
series.
Know anybody. So have you been reading that?
Yeah, I've been picking it up. It's actually, well, you know, I'm a big Spider-Man fan other than certain things that took place earlier this year.
We won't mention
about
that.
Worst moment candidate. So,
Mephisto. So.
Oh, gosh.
But it's pretty good. I think the thing that caught me, you guys can take a look at that. But like the artist and art in there is just ridiculous. Mario Alberti. I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
Don't know if anyone else has.
No, that's actually a new name on
but,
me.
But it's really cool. The way it's going is first two issues are out, like I said, 4-issue miniseries. And each issue has been like a different era of Spider-Man and the X-Men. So like in the first issue, it's like, you know, full on Gwen Stacy, Mary J, Harry and Pete. It was the coffee bean they hung out at? Or,
yeah.
Them hanging out, you know, the classic X-Men. Second issue comes around. Well, I won't get into the plot and everything just in case someone wants to read it. But second issue come around. Spidey's in this black outfit. It's Wolverine, Storm, and Dazzler, the next generation of X-Men. So I'm thinking it's just going to go. It's going to just bounce through the different generations going through.
You just sold me on this book because it has Mohawk Storm in it.
Oh, yes. Mohawk Storm.
Oh.
See, and I was always partial to black suit Spidey. But I didn't like the backstory, like I'm wearing a black suit Spidey t-shirt right now. But it's just really, and I think you just look at the art, that's what really caught my eye.
The guy's art's really good. It's kind of a mix between like Eduardo Risso and Scott Collins.
Oh, and it's written by Christoph Gage. Christos.
Nice. I don't know. Christos is pretty hit and miss with me.
Well, this
He's a nice guy, though.
I'll say right now.
I was reading, sometimes I like to read some of the other comic book blog and podcast stuff, and one of the guys out there was doing his list of books that he was dropping, and that was one that he had on there.
X-Men and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Did he say why? Or?
He said it was just kind of meh, I guess.
Like stagnant? Or
yeah, it just wasn't worth picking up every week. It was okay. It was worth reading, but not worth paying for, I guess, kind of thing.
Kind of a good intro. All
right, well.
No.
Don't know how to react to that.
Why fuck that
maybe
guy?
Get in.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, okay, well, that guy obviously know what the fuck he's
but,
talking
but,
about.
And, and that's the only time I've
wherever
ever
heard. Wherever you are, guy, fuck you.
I've never heard anybody mention it before until you read it, the review. You did the review right there, so. But you say it's stuff.
I like it.
People seem to like it.
It's not
going to
set the world on fire. I mean,
bad
but
about it.
Yeah, I think if you like Spider-Man stories and you can tolerate X-Men, which I can, I think it's a good book to pick up.
Yeah.
The other thing, I'm not going to talk about it because I realize certain people aren't as caught up, but Fables is getting depressing.
Oh, I haven't read it yet.
I'm still on trade.
One of my, and it's not that bad. It's just one character that I really like. Some messed up stuff is happening to him. He happens to have a color in his name.
Oh shit! Him?
I was about to ask.
Seriously? Yeah, it's some bad things.
Aren't you reading Fables, Sean?
Yeah, but I haven't read that issue. I am so far behind.
Oh, no. Well, then you know the bad thing that happens to him. It just his condition worsens.
Oh, okay.
If you read this, yeah. Okay, so you know. Okay. But it's not very happy times. Spider-Man Noir, I picked up, expecting it to be horrible. It actually wasn't.
Art's horrible.
I like that guy.
The art?
Who's the artist?
Really?
The art, really?
It's horrible.
He did that.
The only thing he draws well in this is that last frame of... It's a vulture going kind of crazy on somebody.
I disliked X-Men Noir so much I didn't pick that up.
The entire book, that last, very last page.
Who's the artist on that, Sean? Rob Haynes?
No, it's Carmine Giacometti.
Nice, don't know.
Nice, okay.
He did, there was a Daredevil Balin Jack Murdoch.
Well, I like the art in that.
I got you.
Yeah, that's the
Oh, that's the same guy, Balin Jack Murdoch. Yeah, his art, he was rushed.
I think
he had a deadline or something. Yeah. He must have had a deadline.
Because,
some of those frames, it's like, okay, let's do a couple of lines and then we're done.
Yeah.
I fully expected to hate that story, and I just picked it up just saying, look, had a cool looking cover. It actually was, I'm actually interested in what's going to happen.
Did you read the X-Men one?
No.
That was dreadful.
I think actually Adam Devin liked it. I heard you guys.
Devin liked it though.
But I've heard. But Devin likes
everything apparently, right?
Yeah, he does. I thought it was awful.
When I know him watching the show, I think he likes everything.
Yeah. Other people have liked it. Adam's.
I thought it was dreadful.
So, just as a backstory for a person like me who didn't read any of it, are these they're basically noir stories with them with no superpowers or something like that?
As far as I can tell.
As far as I can tell. But the thing is with the Spider-Man thing, Spider-Man seems like either he has some, I guess he doesn't have a power because that would be kind of going against the whole thing, but he's the most agile guy in history. And he literally leaps 30 feet the first panel. So, okay, whatever. But yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it'd be. Okay. And I actually am interested. They made a couple character decisions, which were, okay, John is stressed.
Yeah. Adam, tell us some good shit.
All right. Walking Dead still continues to be good.
Okay.
And there's some holy shit stuff constantly in this book. I just want to throw that out there. That's Walking Dead, everybody talks about all the time.
Yeah. If you're not reading that, you're retarded. So. No offense. No offense, Ryan.
It's okay, Ryan. I'm not reading it either.
No offense.
Oh. All right. Ben Templesmith has a book out. It's Wormwood Gentleman Corpse that I've talked about a few times now, I guess. This he recently released a book of it's previous stories that he had done. He basically needed a paycheck. So
IDW said give us some.
Well, even in this the book starts out throughout the series, the Wormwood Gentleman Corpse series, the Wormwood character actually refers to Ben Templesmith in the series as his biographer. Which is something that you kind of were saying about with my Ex Machina. Yeah. So he referred to my biographer, and it's Ben Templesmith.
Nice. Mm.
And he's like, God, the guy just follows me around all the time. He's like always in the shadows. He followed me into the loo once, It's like why he would want to write about me taking a piss, I don't know. But it's just funny. So the introduction to this book is the Wormwood character explaining that Ben Templesmith needed a paycheck.
Holy crap. So
he took this collection of some of his earlier works and combined it. He also released an art book recently of the Art of Wormwood, and he's selling that in this as well. He's saying, hey, don't forget there's also an Art of Wormwood book.
Nice.
And I saw a bunch of Wormwood pint glasses coming
out.
I
believe it, yeah. And so it's the humor in it, just how he handles himself and saying, hey, I bought this book. It's previously released stories, but I got rent to pay and stuff, But it's the previous stories are all really, really good. And it's the same art that he's had, and it's just I really, really enjoyed it. Because I never got to read these things. These were in pamphlets from whenever, or collections. And so getting a chance to read those. And at the end of it, he has some of his examples for his art book as well. And it's just really funny, man.
Templesmith is prolific, man. Have you seen, I know I follow him and you do on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's been talking about that.
His humor is great.
That President's book.
Book, I have the Teddy Roosevelt that he did is my wallpaper. Nice. On one of my monitors from that President's book. Cause he posts the images up on his blog every once in a while. And it's stellar.
Man. It's gonna be amazing.
Did anybody click the link that I put on our site to the contest that he was in?
Yeah.
Yeah, www.thedollarbin.net. And he was doing that Frankenstein contest, like who did the better Frankenstein?
Yeah.
He did that in an hour, you know? Wow. Both those guys did that in an hour.
It's ridiculous.
Incredible.
It makes me just want to put down all of my art supplies.
But, you know, Ben Tom Smith, he's the guy that does Fell.
Oh, I love Fell.
You know, he does the art in Fell. Just he does the art in 30 Days a Night. The first one and a couple of the others too,
right.
Which I actually like his Fell artwork a little better. The 30 Days of Night stuff's a little too dark, but it's supposed to be because it's fucking night.
Yeah.
But what can you do? But this Wormwood stuff is written by him. The art's by him. It's pure Ben Temple Smith. And
big plug, Sean. He's going to be at Heroes Con, right?
Yes.
He will be at Heroes
and
Con.
And I'm going to marry him.
That long ago.
Dark Reign. The last show that we did. Super negative. Everybody's like, why are you guys always down on comics? Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. All right.
Was that Dark Reign or was it
Secret Invasion show?
Yeah. Okay, okay, yeah.
Secret Invasion show. I had said at the end of that show that I would not be picking up any of the Dark Reign books. I did, however, read a couple of
Adam
Sean's.
Okay. All right.
And I did pick up one Dark Reign book this week, and it was amazingly good.
What book could that possibly be?
Invincible Iron Man.
Really?
Amazingly good. Matt Fraction. Amazingly good.
Really?
That may be enough to put me on the book.
Like, I'm not going to be reading.
Invincible
Iron Man has been great. I read a couple of Sean's Dark Reign books, and like Mighty was dreadful, and and even Dark Reign wasn't very good, but this was freaking stellar. So good.
Damn.
It's got, you know, Tony Stark in it. It's got Pepper with her new little Iron Man thing going on. It's got Norman Osborn in it, badass in this. Characterization's really good. People talk like that.
Have you been reading Invincible Iron
So good.
Man?
No. So good.
I have not.
Great.
Can you add that to my pull list, Sean?
Yeah, sure.
Is that too work related?
I'm not going to remember.
Nice. I'll send an email. We email a lot.
Like,
yeah, we do.
even
nice. I like getting emails from Ted.
It's like the earlier Invincible Iron Man stuff that Matt Fraction was doing, it was kind of standalone. You could read that and not have to be reading any of the other Iron Man or Dark Reign or Secret Invasion or any of that stuff. It was just kind of its own little story. But basically, all you need to know is that Stain... whichever one it is,
the son
tries to destroy Tony Stark's Stark Industries. He strategically tries to blow up like I think four major Stark industry places, and he fails. But he pretty much takes it down, way down. And then now, like with Dark Reign, you know, Osborn canceled all all Stark stuff has been canceled. So this is going to be kind of an underground Tony Stark kind of book. It's going to be really good.
All right, I'll pick that up. I mean, it's again, I hate to go back to it, but the Civil War fallout where I just hated Tony Stark so bad. I guess I'm gonna have to put that aside and pick it up.
It's really, really good. And
I think that's another.
And he's a smart ass in it, but you don't hate him, you know?
Right.
And he's clever as fuck. You know, okay. It's a very clever.
So he's turning
yeah.
into
he's basically
Batman.
Been brought back. He's been brought back down
pretty
a
much,
peg,
you
know.
He is like
he's
Batman.
Really turning into Batman.
Yeah.
Oh god.
He's,
yeah.
But not
yeah,
quite
they've
like,
never,
he's crazy
not
and dark.
It's
a
really clever book.
Rich dude.
Right.
But he's still rich, right? I don't want to read about poor Tony Stark.
No, he's
like a rusty Iron Man.
He's not going to be as rich though.
Okay,
he's going to be like Danny Rand rich, probably.
Gotcha.
Danny Rand,
fucking rich too.
Oh. Speaking of Danny Rand,
he hangs out with black people. He dates a black woman.
That guy has the most street cred in the Marvel universe. Now.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he has a black friend and he dates a black woman. Danny Rand's a cool motherfucker. And he's in a good book right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So, a surprisingly good book.
He is.
With Fraction and Brubaker left, I was just like...
Yeah, yeah, it's very surprising. Sorensky's on it. And it's good. It's good.
I'm just lazy,
I was
going to
drop it too.
I
and I gave it a chance. But yeah, Danny Rand. He's got friends with the old Power Man and Misty. But yeah, they are black characters in a comic book universe.
Who would have ever thought?
Crazy.
Not me.
Anyway, that brings us on to our topic, because that was my sweet-ass transition.
Nice
segue.
It
was great. I love that.
Set it up and knock it down.
But yeah, so as mentioned earlier, we have a rather black cast with us today.
Damn. I don't know if that's a compliment.
I don't really know.
The CW
you know, it's
episode
like
of a dollar bin.
It's like
comes on after Dawson's Creek.
It's but no. Yeah, we're gonna discuss. We're gonna I guess the topic. We're just gonna just you know I'm white, so there's nothing I can say without sounding stupid.
This is
but
be like a call-in.
you know, show might as well be. We're just gonna discuss, you know, I guess black comic characters and what it, and even I guess black guys who read comics, I guess, you know, from y'all's point of view, not from mine, obviously. As you can tell by my ramblings,
I know, here. You're getting more scared by the second.
Like, you're really afraid about saying something offensive.
Don't know. Yeah.
Well, can we just set one thing? I'm really only comfortable with the term African American.
Well, see, so we can't say that, because if we're going to talk about Black Panther, he's not African American.
No.
But no. I mean,
he's like straight up.
But so you just refer to him as African, because I hate black. I think it's the most offensive term ever.
I really don't like the term African American.
And you actually believe me. That's cool. I love the comfortable looks
you
I got.
You had the straightest face in the world when you said that.
I knew he was going to do that.
I spoiled it for Sean. I told her the story. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do the whole African American black thing.
Well,
because
it's funny, because I was going to, one of the things I was going to say in the show.
You told him.
Because I was going to be like, can we just say black? Because I really don't like saying African American.
It's like seven syllables too long.
That's like, well, you got to.
It's like, I know I'm not really white either.
when you have like a white friend, like, you know, once they get a certain, and I know I'm being pretty bad making generalizations, but I don't really give a fuck.
That's the whole point of the show, right?
Yeah, it's all just broad sweeping racial generalizations. But once they get comfortable enough with, you know, one that they pull you aside, they'll ask like one of like four or five questions. One of those is like, so are you okay with African American, or can I say black? You know, I know all three of you guys have gotten that question. Then you get some kind of question related to the N-word. Yeah. Like if I'm riding along and something happens,
or if we're at the club.
Or can I say it?
When can I say it?
And not
never.
Die?
Well, I used to say never, but I gotta admit, because this actually happened like a couple nights ago, and I wasn't upset. I was with one of my friends, humor in it. And I think I can't remember what song it was. So a song came on, and that word was a prominent part of the chorus, and he said it like one of the times, and I was not upset.
I would have stopped the car.
We're in a bar, and like I did not get upset. I looked at him. I was like, didn't really, and it shocked me. I was like, maybe I'm just really drunk right now, but it didn't bother me.
High school, I got called. You know, Yuma. I was like, that's cool. I don't know how to respond to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's cool, man.
You just the correct response would be like, "You are not mine."
My family had no involvement in things that may have happened to you in your past.
I have the papers that can prove you're not mine.
Oh, no, my family is pretty much like racist, and I feel like I need to overcompensate for their racism. Whoa. Like, seriously, yeah.
Do they have the internet? Are they going to be upset that you said that?
I don't. Most of them. The ones that are racist will not listen to this or don't go on the internet. But no, seriously,
you know
most of my family, they're racist.
Wow.
And I try to overcompensate on their behalf.
So one thing I wanted to ask you guys is to kick off, who is each of y'all's favorite comic book character
of all time?
All time.
You don't have to be black.
You know, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say no one's favorite comic book character is gonna be
I think
black.
Terrence is
mine will be.
Terrence is
really?
That's yeah. why okay, I, that's where up. I actually got the idea for the question. I was like, well, I know Terrence's is. So
that's always like when I was growing up, I wanted like my favorite comic book character or like, you know, my favorite Power Ranger to be like Zach or whatever, because he was black. But nice. I just, because like, you know, he was kind of lame. So I didn't really feel like.
Can we go off on a little tangent about Zach for just a second?
Yeah, we can. Why did he dance? Why was he the guy that danced?
Okay, yeah. Several things about Zach that bothered me. Okay, when he came on, like everyone else gets, they're like triumphant, dun, 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 music when they're getting ready to fight the, what was the thing called? The clay thing?
Yeah. The putties.
Yeah, dude. When they're ready to fight the putties, they're like, Zach comes on, it's like this break dancing electric boogaloo music.
And then like, pop walking and shit.
And like everyone else knows like these like really cool karate styles, but he just like dances and like, I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Serious? That show was so racist. The Yellow Ranger.
The Yellow
was
Ranger
Asian
was the Asian girl.
The Pink Ranger.
Call her Yellow.
The Yellow Tail. The American Indian guy is red. I mean, come on, seriously, that show was racist.
There's an Indian guy?
That dude, he was kind of a little.
Really?
He was ambiguously
Jason?
Ethnic.
Yeah, he was.
There's the guy that wore blue, the Aryan guy.
Billy.
I guess the red guy was more Aryan than the blue guy.
No.
Can also say that Tommy as a Green Ranger was the coolest character ever, but I stopped.
He was. I'm done.
He was the only one who looked like he could legitimately fight somebody.
He had that cool dragon flute.
That wasn't cool.
I love Power Rangers.
I did.
Maybe it was like a dragon, like electric guitar. Or something.
Okay, well, sorry for the interruption, but Zach was racist. Go. Okay.
No, that was my whole point. That like, you know, like I was a kid and like going to the comic book store and like, you know, I don't mean to be like that sob story guy, but no one on the covers or like no one inside any of the panels looked like me or any of my friends. Thank you.
Preach on.
And it kind of sucked. But, you know, the thing that really I think sucked about it is that it didn't stop me from buying comic books.
You mean like, you didn't read Static Shock? Or?
No. Yeah. When Static Shock came out.
Milestone Media stuff.
The Milestone Media. But I did appreciate that. Like, you know, but yeah. I appreciated it. Yeah. I appreciated it on the same like level that I appreciated Billy Dee Williams playing Harvey Dent in the first Batman.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they didn't have to make him
black,
but they white. Maybe, you know, and I was thinking, like, you know, in 10 years, maybe he'll play Two-Face instead of Tommy Lee Jones. It didn't work out that way. Like, yep. That's fine. Yeah. But that's my rant. So I guess my favorite comic book hero, man, I really don't know. Come back to me. Let me think about it.
Ted. Since I don't have a black favorite, so I will save you for last. I guess I'm going to go real boring, but Spider-Man. Even after everything that happened with the One More Day, Brand New Day.
It's magic. We don't have to explain.
Ugh.
I love him. Hate everyone else in that book, probably.
Damn.
Everyone else right now. Especially Aunt May. Can't stand her. But I love Spider-Man. I just the fact that this, you know, I'm reading along. It's like he has tons of bad luck, but it's not like depressing bad luck like Matt Murdock.
Right.
So, you know, it's not that brutal. So, I mean, I can get along as I hate to admit it, like if you read the forums, you heard me say this before, but the stories since Brand New Day have actually been really good.
They have been
really good. And it's like a series of one shots or limited series. Like, you know, I don't have to refer back to issue 419 or, you know, something came out when I just didn't give a fuck, you know, but it's really good stuff. So good character, I think.
Okay, Terrence.
Yeah, I guess everybody's waiting on me. So if you'd have asked me this question 10 years ago, it would have been Colossus, hands down. Like,
really?
That's it. Yeah, because because with Colossus, he's like, he's much more than just a guy who can rip tanks in half. You know what I mean? He's a painter. He's got this side to him that's like, that has nothing to do with him being able to kick people's asses. But as of Jeff Johns' JSA from a few years ago, it's become Mr. Terrific. And I'll tell you why. He's like...
Terrific.
But not just that, but he is also... When you break it down, he's like the Black Batman. So, and he's like... They said he's got like, he's like the third smartest guy in the DCU. That's what they call him.
The third.
Yeah, third. Behind who? Like,
who does these IQ tests?
He's behind like Lex Luthor and maybe Batman.
But did they take an IQ test one day? How are they like?
You know, I guess. Because they said he's, you know, like his Batman's whole origin story is about him
everybody
being too good at shit. And then he wants to go kill himself. Because, I mean, it's like, nothing's ever going to challenge me again. And blah, 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 Spectre. And then, but the cool thing about him is like, I can show him to my kids and be like, this guy's pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody else is like either an ex-con or a fucking, you know, Blade who, what is he from? He kills vampires. Rad. So does Buffy. So, I mean, you know
and
what I mean?
She does it better.
So, exactly. She does it more and on a grander scale.
But she's no Daywalker.
I mean, actually, she is.
But she's not a vampire, so she's not a Daywalker.
Well, she walks in the
but
day.
But
that doesn't make her a Daywalker.
She doesn't have to drink blood either. That's like, isn't that one of his weak points?
Yeah, he's like part vampire, but just a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of sucks.
He can take those shots.
But, I mean, with Mr. Terrific, he's also self-made. He doesn't have powers. So, I mean, it's like one of those things where I can, you know, if my kid looks at Superman and says, I want to be like him, I'm like, no, you can't.
And he doesn't,
you know,
like,
I'm a realistic dad, so I mean, if you want to be like Batman, maybe, but I would have to die according to that cartoon, so no, I can't do that either. But
he doesn't, like, put on a magic afro and get powers.
Oh, man.
Well, one of the things, I had to plead ignorance, I don't really read that much DC stuff other than Green Lantern, so Mr. Terrific, like, from what I remember, only I know of him is that Justice League cartoon.
Right.
When he was kind of organizing. Is that what he is, who he does, or how accurate is that to
what's
the
funny
actual
is
character?
He's gotten, to say he's like relatively a new character, he's gotten a lot of run in the DCU. He's been the chairman of the JSA. He's been a member of the JLA. He's been the, I think, White King in Checkmate, which is pretty,
that was ironic.
Dramatic irony there. He's been he's the White King in Checkmate. And, That's hilarious, but it means a lot.
Who was the like black king in Checkmate?
Some white guy. King Faraday or something like that?
I guarantee DC got hate mail about him being the white king. You know, something. What the fuck are you doing, man?
But you know what? If he was the black king, they'd have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I would have written hate. I don't even read the book, but I would have written some hate mail on that one. Like, dude, really? 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 That's the way you... Really?
Okay. But, I mean... And, I know
they were smart. They would have just done like a plot twist where he's both. You know what I mean? So
dressed up.
Everybody went, yeah.
White face.
White.
I mean, and as much as everybody like is hating Final Crisis right now, ooh, he's gonna play a big part in saving the world. It
sure,
appears.
Yeah, whatever. All you the know. Verses and there are multiples of them here.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't read. I'm not reading. One of these days you're gonna, I'm so confused.
One of the days you're gonna have to, you guys are gonna sit down and explain to me what's happening in DC.
Because, it doesn't matter.
No,
because I cannot understand a thing.
It'd take too long, I have important.
Did you come up with anything, Ryan? I figured your answer was just Batman.
Yeah, it's probably just gonna have to be Batman or like Riley Freeman or something from Boondocks. But
Riley is a hero too.
Yeah, my like, favorite.
I think about it. He's a hero.
He's a badass man.
Yeah, he is.
He's protected many a person.
So did you read the strip?
Yeah, I read the strip when it debuted, and the thing that sucked about that is that it bounced around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was living in Maryland and in DC and stuff, and like it was just impossible to find it. They moved it to Parade Magazine at one point.
Like down south, you couldn't find it.
Damn, that was a bad place
to
put
it.
You can find it anywhere. Really? Like it bounced
around.
It
was in the Charlotte Observer for a little bit, but they were like, ooh, yeah, we're too white for this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm like,
sorry,
I was,
guys, we're gonna go back to BC.
Yeah, BC, nice.
Yeah, and I was in Atlanta when that like came out, and you couldn't. I mean, it was in a couple. Every once in a while, I'd pop into Sunday papers, but
yeah.
I mean, it just couldn't grab on anywhere. Down. It got to be a South thing, you know.
Yeah, because I used to read it online when I was in college.
So do y'all pick Riley over what Huey?
Yeah, I like Riley.
I like Riley's outlook on life.
The thing about Riley and Huey that I like so much is that it reminds me of me and one of my good friends, Chris Merrill, where I'm Riley and Chris is Huey.
What?
Yeah, well, because Riley is way
how are you, Riley? By the way,
no, I've
known you for like 7 minutes, but I don't get a Riley vibe
in, like,
from you
in
at
me
all.
And Chris's relationship.
I know you
like,
and Chris Merrill.
So we're both Huey. Is that what you're saying?
Get together for some good, clean fun.
Yeah. That's what
I'll say this about Riley is that he's, like, unabashedly addicted to the mainstream, which, like, you almost have to admire that about him, man. He's like, fuck that, I'm a thug, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even though he's growing up in, like,
I'm just
Dorchester
saying,
neighborhood in Waldorf, Maryland, basically.
You got, like, a political science, like, master's degree from fucking Howard, and you don't see yourself as Huey.
No, I would think that you would see like Chris Merrill as Huey like before.
I didn't really know him when he was at college, really.
Yeah, that's true.
So I didn't. Anyway,
yeah, like well, when Chris and I were in cutlery together, like I was always the one that was like
that's
hard
their
drinking.
That's their
like,
band. That's band.
Yeah,
band.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was like a class in school.
I was like,
what the hell were you guys studying?
Fuckers got caught in a pyramid scheme somewhere.
If you listen to the Heroes Con walkthrough video I did, I believe it's a cutlery song that plays during that video.
Yeah,
rad. Just throw that out there.
That we actually did for White Lies, Black Sheep for the Afropunk movie.
Yeah, that's right. That was for the Afropunk movie, and I just took it.
Yep. It didn't. We didn't end up using.
That's the power
of
the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'll use that.
Yank.
So yeah,
but yeah, like in cutlery, like I was always like the hard drinking, like. You know, I would get drunk and like make fun of white kids in the audience and like
awesome.
You know what I mean? Like,
which was the entire audience.
I was about to say.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And like I'd poke fun at Terry and be like, this guy needs to get I don't know. I won't go there, but
yes, Riley.
So that's how I equated that.
Gotcha.
So like what here's a question to ask you.
Yes.
What do you think about what is the
He was
I guess,
pointing to me
white opinion of mainstream black heroes, you know what I mean? It's
first like, off,
there can't be one.
There are too many.
I don't
yeah.
represent
I so
all white
many,
people.
Like,
let me get that
this.
Out there right now. I do not represent all white people.
You do
just
tonight.
Because I happen to be white does not mean
no,
that
no,
I
totally
don't represent
all black people. The three of us were brought together. The three of us were brought together to represent
so.
All black people. So.
You
are now the white. You are literally the white face of America right now.
You are a minority in this room.
I told you earlier, you just represent Ted. You don't represent all black people.
No, I think I represent all black people.
Yeah.
I'm getting my Al Sharpton on. I'm speaking for all black people.
All white people saw it that way, but they don't. So tough, Adam. Here we go.
And again, you are the minority in the
my question about how. I mean, it's definitely, if you look at percentages,
right,
it's definitely not met very well.
Truth.
Now, as far as accuracy of the characters, yes. I mean, they're all street thugs.
Yeah, because Garth Ennis sure knows how to write a black man. You kidding me, man?
No. Yeah, it's all, you know, other than fucking Duffy, I mean.
Yeah.
How many other black writers are there?
Well, yeah, that was going to be my next question.
I didn't know Duffy was black.
Yeah,
Dwayne McDuffie's black, and then there's like Chris Priest,
which is why he was around the lights, right? Static Shock.
Yeah.
Which, well, that explains a lot. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think the presence of African Americans, black people, there's a higher percentage. There's a higher percentage in artists than there are writers.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, you know, you can go to a show like Heroes Con and go, fuck, I didn't know blah, blah, blah was a black dude.
Brian Stelfreeze.
Brian Stelfreeze is number one, yeah.
I didn't know that until, what, it was a free comic book day when you guys had the signing? I didn't know that.
He's an amazing artist. I would have never pegged him as a black dude. But then again, there are, like, white people that I would have never pegged as white. Like
Eminem.
Cully Hamner. I thought he was a black dude.
I'm going in a different direction. Sorry. Sorry.
Cully Hamner and I think Dave Johnson is like that, too, because they actually draw African-American characters like African-American black people.
When
you
I'm
give them ethnic,
not just white people with black face.
Yeah, exactly.
They get just like big lips and stuff. Like,
whoa, was that a racial stereotype?
Ding.
First one of the night. Well, that we.
I think I made a couple. Yeah.
That's the first one we recorded.
But like when I saw Garth Ennis for the first time, I had no idea that guy was white. I mean, the way he writes black characters
is just brilliant.
All right, can I stop you guys there? Because like the last time you guys were here, you talked about, and I asked Sean this, and like last time you guys were here, you kind of went there. I could see Adam was trying to push the show that way, but then you guys started watching Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders.
There was no way the show was going that way. I was not going to have Brian, myself, and like then Terrence. Hey, let's do a show about black people in comics. You know, with Terrence, the one black guy. You know,
but what like. In his books, are you talking about? Because Preacher, I don't remember any like offensive black stuff.
Read some Punisher.
Punisher. Punisher is terrible. Hitman was a great. Well, Hitman. He worked for Hair Star.
The guy that had to count sand. Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
But you know, you know what? Was racist about that? You know why he ended up counting sand? Because he liked the white woman.
Exactly. See,
Garth Ennis is telling us: stay away from the white woman, or you'll be counting grains of sand on the beach.
I will say though that he's
Barracuda.
Barracuda is terrible. Nat the Hat was just as bad in Hitman.
Yeah.
I think, and you know,
his
that
dialogue is just like.
It brings me to a point, which is that I like.
So street.
There are people like Jeff. Like, I like Jeff Johns as a writer. A lot of people are kind of off and on about him. But I think black characters are written best when they're not. We're not trying to make them so black. You know what I mean? When that doesn't factor into really being a good character, which is why I like Mr. Terrific so much. He's not like running around saying, you know, dropping N-bombs and freaking, you know. But I mean, it's the same way with Bendis. Like, Luke Cage is intriguing.
He's a really well-rounded character. Avengers,
but he's also still, like, street as hell.
Well, yeah.
And that's important.
He grew up in New York, though. I mean...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
You can write him
hard-edged without him being a thug.
Well, and this is the problem, is that...
Do you see Luke Cage in
New Avengers? He was a black guy in the 70s in New York, man. How do you not come thug out of that?
Okay,
here's the thing. I kind of think that he's a fairly... I mean...
All right, I'll tell you my.
He's well-rounded in the comic book universe.
He definitely is, and Bendis has grabbed him and turned him into that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like
the 70s, and then there was a time where, and this is where the modern Luke Cage came from. Mm. There was a miniseries between that Brian Azzarello wrote with Richard Corbin drawing it. And in that, he was basically a walking stereotype.
I heard that was terrible.
Like, he was really bad in that. And and I guess Bendis just kind of looked at that and said, I see what you're trying to do, but let me flesh it out further. Because in that, he was just so... All he did was walking around with a headset on, and people came up, gave him money. He was basically a pimp. He was like a superhero pimp was basically what it boiled down to. And I was like truly offended by that. But I was like, it's an attempt to do something different, which is kind of.
Was the guy that you see Brian Azzarello?
Yeah, Azzarello wrote it, and generally he's all right. I love 100 Bullets, and you know there are ethnic characters in that. But for some reason, man, he just dropped the ball on that Cage.
Did you read Loveless?
No, I didn't read Loveless.
There's you did.
Yes.
How did you feel about the black stereotypes in Loveless? Because I was a little I really like this book, but
you're uncomfortable with it.
I was a little.
That's Azzarello too, right?
I will say. Some parts of it were not like did not make me feel most proud, but I will say it wasn't as offensive because these were recently freed slaves.
Yeah,
that were not the most educated, no fault of their own. So I can understand some of the depictions in the book. The one problem I had was that the kind of main black protagonist they had was really shifty, shady character. But then again, who in that book wasn't shifty?
Yeah,
or
every
shady,
single person
so.
Was.
Yeah,
kind
so
of,
it didn't really bother me. I actually, my favorite parts of the book were when they focused on what was happening in the slave camps, or the ex-slave camps. So I really wasn't as bothered.
Okay.
But you're a more sympathetic person than me.
Yeah, so. I am. I mean, I'm very oversensitive about race.
Yes. Totally.
Understandable.
Is that why you follow me around the store every time
I'm there? Yeah. Like, Ted, can I check your bag before you leave? Can I check your bag before you leave? I think you stole something.
God. I mean, as far as the representation, I think a lot of it does come down to there's just more white writers.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of white writers aren't comfortable probably writing black characters.
And you can, tell. I mean,
I think it's a cop out.
I do too.
It might be a cop out, but it's like, it doesn't mean they're not comfortable with it. I mean, any writer worth their fucking shit should be able to write anybody.
Yep.
Like, Brent Bendis is writing pretty well, and
he
you said Jeff
really
Johns
well,
writes
like,
rather well. I mean, those
really
are two guys that are worth their shit, and I mean,
and to me, like, the thing
and
is,
and then
Jeff
Garth
Johns,
Ennis doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how he can write.
And, you know, to an extent, I can kind of give Ennis at least some credit, like you said, for not really giving a fuck. At least he's like, it seems like he listened to like 6 Dr. Dre albums and then was like, fuck, I'm ready to write, baby. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Watch Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, he watched
it on gin.
I saw,
But no, like we were saying earlier, I think that's kind of a cop out on some degree that some people aren't comfortable because, my big thing is I look at, and for an example, let's look at Invincible. I think we all have most of us have read that book at some point. I mean, when you have like a character in there, and this is Black Samson.
Yeah.
Other than that, like the guy Bulletproof, he's in there. He's a black guy, he's a superhero, just a guy.
Yep.
Like that's the thing. I think people come in, you have to write black. Why can't you just write a guy who's black?
Thank you.
Like, that's the thing I never get. My favorite characters, like, or when I was asking Sean about this, I was like, and to my eyes, I think people have gotten, just maybe because they're so used to her, I don't think people see Storm as a black character.
No.
When Sean brought up the great point that she was married to, now she's married to an African.
Yeah, they picked the two
up,
black
she
people
is
and.
African,
She always has been.
Yeah, you're right. But
they picked the two African people in the Marvel. Oh, let's marry him.
Yeah.
So you're saying it would have been more. You're saying it would be more interesting story of like Black Panther, like married Rogue? I think it would have been more.
Better. I'm not saying it would be.
It
would have
been a better
story.
Here's the thing. I always thought. I thought that
interesting.
When they got married, I said, at least this is to what I would think as kind of heavy hitters in the Marvel Universe. Mm. Storm's led the X-Men before.
Black Panther,
Black
heavy
Panther
hitter.
Is the man.
Really?
Black Panther is
people
the man.
People love Black Panther. People love Storm. Really? You put the two of them together, seriously? They're like. Mm-hmm.
Like, how many books has Black Panther been in this year?
Seriously.
I see what you're saying.
Nobody can write Black Panther.
It's going to be a girl.
Chris Priest
you know
wrote
who
the
did
best Black all, Panther book.
The Jason Aaron Black Panther that was recently written is
awesome.
Phenomenal.
Awesome.
Is really, really good.
I wish he was going to pick the book up.
But prior to that.
It's going
to
be a girl?
No.
No.
I wish it would have caught before that.
I was going to ask you guys about that, too. I mean, speaking of Black Panther, the new Black Panther is apparently a female character. Why?
They're going to make her white.
Okay, I was about to say, did you see, I saw an advertisement. It's Echo the Black Panther. I was like, okay, it was because they made the advertisement, she's not. Yeah. But there's no way they're picking a black.
I think
black,
it's retarded.
They're going to invent some black female.
It's out of nowhere.
Besides Storm, is there a black female person with like superpowers?
Not Black Widow, she's white.
Let's see, Black Widow, Black Widow.
I just thought
Man,
about
that
it.
That flies in the face of that theory that we had earlier.
Yeah.
So I guess just Widow would be
black. Yeah.
Widow. Which, you know, like Widowers.
Wow, is there
other black female?
I really don't.
Misty.
Misty,
but she doesn't have like
she doesn't really have like straight up superpowers.
So no. I don't.
Next wave. The chick from Monica Rambeau from Next Wave.
I was gonna say it's because mutants represent Black America.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, God, please don't get me started on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and, I think that metaphor is not being true.
Worst.
Like whenever I hear Stan Lee talking about how Magneto is Malcolm X and Professor X is Martin Luther King, it breaks my heart.
Well, I gotta say, clearly, Stan, you really didn't.
You never listened to a speech. Like, you never read the autobiography, did you? Because it doesn't quite work that way, but.
Yeah, he wasn't.
It kind of works as a metaphor, I think. I mean, I never heard him go that specific.
Yeah.
I think it works. I mean, yeah. I mean, well, it's a
little bit. Not
I
mean, well, really. I mean, I'm not. It kind of works as
a. I mean, and then when were the X-Men created at me at the time? I think that was kind of a. Yeah. Strong as a statement he can make if he wants to sell a book and not get lynched. I mean, seriously.
I mean, he was in the right place. You know he's like, you know, let's all get along, people.
He's like the Leonard Chess of comic books. But, you know what I mean? I don't know.
That was the sound of that joke going over my head. I'm sorry. Did that make it through the wind guard? Try it again.
Oh, it's just like with me. I really like Black Panther.
Yeah,
he has the potential to be, like I said, a lot like when Geoff Johns was writing him. He was a lot like Batman in the Avengers. He holds basically one of the powerful positions in the Marvel Universe as being the only source of vibranium. What is it? Wakanda is the name.
Yeah,
of it?
Yeah, he's in Wakanda. King of Wakanda. But, how can you not know that?
Do you really think that's like a? Yeah. Okay. Is that more so important position? In actuality, or is that a important position on paper?
Well, Wakanda's also the most technologically advanced nation in the world.
It's like everybody's tried to invade it, and they've all been fucked up. Like that, I think that was the one thing that, as much as I hate Reggie Hudlin and how he's writing that book, at least he established that was that like nobody's managed to infiltrate this place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's one of the few strongholds that nobody's managed to really crack. I guess you could say. But going back to Stan Lee talking about Malcolm and Martin, but I mean it's like he had the balls to name his flagship black character after the fucking Black Panthers. Panther. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That proves to you that he wasn't really thinking much through. He's like, Black Panther sounds like a great name for a hero.
He's like, oh, he just saw like doll, like Except, I don't know.
Yeah, they just
like,
gave it to him.
It makes sense.
Like they just sold his
art. It's gonna write itself.
Black Panther, write it down. Kirby, draw it.
It makes sense, but I like the thing is like, but is he really like a flagship character in the Marvel universe?
That's my argument. Like, no. I don't think he is.
No, not at all.
You're right.
Like, if you take like a guy like me that, you know, was really into comic books as a kid and then like started playing guitar and that didn't really work out. But like for me, like it doesn't. There are no like major black characters that the casual reader, the casual, you know,
anybody
really like. Well, when you ask like, you know, Joe Schmo on the street, you know, about black superheroes, he's going to talk about Blade because he saw it in 2000.
I think Storm would be the first person out of everyone's mouth.
You really? She also was in a movie because she was a part of the team.
Because she's around. I was going to say she's been around. She's Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
You might fuck up and get some people that say Catwoman.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Exactly.
So.
I haven't either. I just am not.
It's just brutal. I mean, like
I saw it on a plane.
And that brings us to Hancock, which you wanted to really kind of get into, because that
I don't think I'm in a bad enough mood to talk about Hancock.
Are you serious?
I just, like, well, my whole thing is that I'm not convinced that, like, there ever could be a black superhero that
black
could
president.
Be... I think we're ready for a black president, but not... And that's the state of, you know, the state of the union. I think we're ready for a black president, but I don't want him in my comic books. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
hold on, is that you personally?
He can run
you personally?
No, be glad you're not reading Seven.
Well, I would agree to you. I mean, me personally, I can say right now, like, if I read in a, you know, one of these horrible, shitty, like, what, like the Dark Reign thing that Sean made me buy.
I did not.
If I read in there, like, a little 5-page story about, like, a new black superhero, I would say, you know what, there's no way in hell I'm picking it up because it's going to be shit. It's going to be, you know, the worst fucking art, the creative team they can get on it. It's going to be full of stereotypes.
Because they know it's not going to sell.
And, you know, because they know it's not going to sell.
Okay, like, so, okay, why do you think that most comics with black characters as the focus have failed.
Because white people are afraid of black people.
Well, I don't think because yeah, exactly. I think if someone comes
and
out in the head, you know, they,
black
they,
people don't. Oh, go ahead.
No, finish your thought. I have my own thoughts
about this too. I just want to hear. I mean, well,
white people don't want to buy black superheroes
for their children,
and black people don't want to buy black superheroes for their kids.
See, I don't agree with that. I think it's right now is because a lot of people, and I think what they've seen out so far kind of validates it, but I think you're going to get a book that's trying to tell a story from a black perspective. If you like, if you're saying like if they did a book like let's say Invincible, and I keep using Invincible all over because I love that book, but Invincible was a black guy, would you not buy it? Would anyone not buy it? I mean, it would be great. I think it would still be selling. It would still be a great story if you weren't trying to tell the story of Mark Grayson,
black kid,
or it'd probably be like Lamont Jenkins.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. You know, if they didn't do that,
Lamont Doughty.
Lamont Doughty.
Lamont Green and Doughty.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's the thing, because right, that'll be one of the reasons I'd be skeptical. It's like, okay, I don't want to hear what, you know, Jeff Johns thinks is like the black experience. I know the black experience is called.
Right.
That's why I like Jeff Johns. You know,
though.
I don't want to like
force that on
you.
Yeah.
Like, see, that's what I think, that they need to focus on a good story with a good character and not make it a one-dimensional, okay, this is a black guy.
I'll tell you,
big failure on that is the fucking Captain America thing where they wanted to make
whatever it was called.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They focused too much on making that the fucking Tuskegee Airmen.
Patriot.
Yep. And fucking...
the Patriot.
I forgot about him.
Yeah,
yeah,
the,
yeah you're
Patriot.
Right.
He's actually... That Young Avengers story was actually pretty good.
The guy, Runaways, the traitor. they made it. Yeah. The black guy's the traitor.
Well, one thing, like, a lot of the...
Shocker.
Again,
Shocker.
When you talk about a lot of these books, I mean, we've been focusing, of course, on superheroes because that's what we focus on. But, I mean, like, there are
Spawn.
A lot... Well, Spawn. I didn't think.
Oh, God, I totally forgot
Lord,
he was black. Yeah, right, he is.
That's fine. Let's talk Spawn.
But there we go again. It's like he looks like fucking hamburger meat. You never would know he was a black dude.
But I will say,
did you buy issue one?
But
didn't. You don't know.
Exactly.
I will say the cool thing about that is that when they do show Wanda and the douchebag that stepped in, they're not a black family. They're a family,
right?
That happens to be black, and that's. I think that's what I'm looking for. I think that's how you move comics. I think. You know, of course, you know, I'm not, it's not like, you know.
Spawn's probably the largest selling black character.
Ever.
He's like,
but again, you almost can't even count him. Like,
he's gotta be, though.
In the back of my head, you know, you.
Well, that's why it took so long for us to think of him.
The beautiful face of the
but
character
wrong
is that
with
he's
that?
Black. But in the back of my head,
I mean, what's wrong with not thinking about him being black? I mean.
Well, I mean, also.
I mean, I'm saying he doesn't count as a black character.
That's like when people say, like, I don't even see you as black.
But then if you write it.
But you're full of shit.
If you
say that, if you say that, you're full of shit.
Well, how could you not?
But then if people write a black character, then they're right. And then you guys are like, I just want the character to be a character.
Well, no, I'm saying the fact is you can't open that.
Here's the thing with Spawn. Even though he is black, it's like there are so many things that are attached to that character that you're like.
He's a
fuck, really?
He's a demon before he's a black guy.
Oh, guess what? Yeah, you're right. Before he's black, he's a demon. And before even then, he was a shitty guy who shot up a bunch of motherfuckers. You know what I mean? It's like
why is there a black guy gotta have guns?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you don't really like think of him as like a role model. And again, that all goes back down to the fact that there's no faces that I can there's no superheroes that look like my child that I can say, you know what, this is cool. And everybody thinks this is cool.
Because Milestone did not last.
And they're trying hard to bring those fuckers back. Dude.
Yeah, they're like, Static Shock's coming back.
Yeah.
He's going to be in.
He's
going
to be like Titans.
Superman.
They're bringing him.
And it's Dwayne McDuffie that's bringing him. That's the thing.
I might have to
too bad
jump
he can't
on
write
DC
worth a
that.
Shit right now.
Dude, he's fucking up Justice League, but hey, if he's able to
try.
Yeah, he's trying. At least they're giving him a chance at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, there's really, when Milestone came out, that was, to me, that was the definitive shot at having black, Asian, Latin heroes that were more than just being black, Asian, and Latin heroes. You know what I mean? Like, they had some decent stories in that, even though nobody really bought it.
They did. The first thing I picked up was, like, a Static Shock Superboy crossover.
Yep. Really? I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
And I read that, and I was like, holy shit. And
you
then
know,
I just
I'll give you that, though,
saved up money and just went on like a Milestone shopping spree. And thank God I did because it didn't
52,
last.
I thought John Henry Irons was a pretty good character. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think he's not bad.
It's not horrible. It's kind of like a retelling of a classic
kind of
African American.
Well, like, what about in New Frontier?
Just American. Though, is super
that was in, the greatest. You know what
I mean? In New Frontier. Exactly. I mean,
that was poignant. That yeah. story.
New Frontier.
That was,
oh,
yeah. I was upset. Yeah. Like, when that white girl said that word she said, and I was, man, but, I haven't been pulling for someone to live through a comic that hard in my life. I was like when they first introduced the character, I was like, okay, he's a goner, but I really hope he's not a goner. And oh god,
that hurt. You know what though? That was a moment of excellent writing that just pulled Darwin it just Cook. Ripped your heart out.
Yes. It takes
you
know a Canadian.
It's sad to say,
takes a Canadian.
Takes a white Canadian. Yeah.
To write that.
You guys, a couple months back, I think it was earlier in the summer. You guys. You guys. What do you mean, you people. Guys?
What do you mean, you people?
Okay, you black guys. Here in the room.
And it comes out.
We're going to start the revolution up in this bitch.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Help me. Help me.
A couple months in the summer, the Levine Museum did a lecture about racial stereotypes in comics and comic strips. They talked about.
Oh damn! There's that
book that I can't think of the name of it right now.
Is it White Hayden
Coon?
It's
a strip. Crazy and Ignatz.
Yeah.
They talked about that and Carlton Hargrove, the editor in chief of Creative Loafing.
Like 10 years.
Talks about like racial stereotypes in comics. It was really good.
There is
Japanese people hate black people too.
Well, dude, everybody on the planet Earth. You can't go anywhere.
They're afraid of
us. I was like, Mom,
yeah.
I think I'm going to go to Tokyo next summer. She's like, you know they don't like black people.
No.
They don't like us anywhere.
You know
what are you talking about?
I would actually dispute that. Like, my experience in Tokyo, they just think you're a basketball player.
Mm.
Like,
well, you're
random
8 feet
people,
tall, Ted.
That's because you're tall.
Well, whatever. I'm 6'3" and a half. It's not like I'm fucking scraping my head as I walk through doorways.
But I mean, it's like you're it's tall
something.
To me.
There are a lot of portrayals in like manga and stuff.
Big red lips.
Yeah, big red lips. It's like Sambo.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like those old 50s Disney cartoons that they don't want you to know exist.
That was why I had to stop watching
Go
Dragon
to YouTube,
Ball when
people.
I was a kid. Fucking Mr. Popo.
You're right.
Oh,
you're dead right.
Yeah, what is up with that guy?
Have you guys ever read any Little Nemo? Windsor McKay. But, ooh, there's some
Yeah,
flip.
There's some horrible
ooh.
Shit in that, too.
It's just...
We've been beating around the bush enough on this, but I think it's time we talked about Meteor Man.
Holy
shit. I think it's time that he came up.
I'm totally... one of the first things that popped in my head, other than Hancock, which I'll rip into later.
Well, when you said Hancock, that's what I was like, Meteor Man?
Meteor
right,
Man.
I will say, right after I started ripping apart Hancock, because...
Who's Meteor Man?
Oh, Robert God. Townsend,
fucking blank man.
Dude, I was just about to say blank man.
I don't know.
God, I loved
it.
I
really
Meteor Man. Blank Man was fucking awesome.
Was
I loved that movie.
I don't care what you guys say.
Blank Man was.
I love Meteor Man. It is
really?
So much fun to watch that movie.
The thing about Meteor Man.
It is so ridiculous.
The thing about Meteor Man is that I'd rather watch Blank Man.
Yeah, I would rather.
But I mean, Meteor Man has an all-star cast.
Meteor Man was good. And then it inspired Dennis Rodman's hairstyle. You know,
okay, so, Adam, I think you're going to have to rent this.
One of his hairstyles.
It's on TV all the time, but really? Yeah, we can watch it.
Okay,
sometimes there are things that like I would much rather watch a black stereotype.
It's got Cypress Hill in it.
I think Meteor Man is one of them. Mm.
Especially at the end with Naughty by Nature.
I'm not going to spoil it because you haven't seen it, but.
Wow, we have a spoiler alert in a movie that was made in 91.
Damn.
Damn. Those are words that I never thought would come out of my mouth. I don't want to ruin Meteor Man for you.
It is raining fire outside now.
Okay.
By the way, let me tell you the ending of Casablanca, but let me put a spoiler bumper on that.
This is the movie that he made, you know, and it's basically, takes place in D.C., on the streets of D.C., you know.
True.
Yeah,
that
it
true.
Was. And, yeah, God.
And I mean, DC. It's like, you know.
It was a valiant effort.
It was fun. I think it was fun. It was, I think, if you know Robert Townsend, I think all his movies are made, well, I can't say made, I guess, what's the past tense of his movies he used to make back when he was famous.
back when people cared.
They're covered in sarcasm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sarcasm. And it was a good movie. I think it was, if you take
right,
it, I don't think it was a superhero movie. I think it was a comedy about a guy that fell ass backwards.
You know what,
dumb superpowers.
It was like,
that's exactly what it was.
If you would have had your kid back in like the early 90s, it was a movie for you to take your
to
kid.
Take my child to. Yep. And
to
you know what?
It was a family movie for black people and superheroes.
And it just
and you know who later filled that void?
I still looked at
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, God.
I went and saw Steel and
I believe
That was the first time I ever threw a drink at the screen.
Kazam. Before Steel, there was Kazam.
Which one was worse?
I think it's Space Jam.
I don't know. Are they
Why
equal level of badness?
I think Steel was worse than Kazam because
Kazam was a joke.
Because Kazam was not established before that shit came out.
That's very true.
Steel was almost a fucking respectable character. Kazam was a goddamn black genie.
He was.
Didn't he have like he a was white like boy? Didn't he have like a little white boy as his master?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. That's saying something.
That's not a good look.
But
I just thought that like if I
you could not get that movie made blood. Nowadays.
Song of the South.
Unless Sam Jackson was free.
I watched Song of the South when I was little. When I didn't know about like stuff.
They used to show Song of the South in school.
Yes. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, from what I remember.
I don't know what that is.
Ben at that motherfucker.
Whoa.
We're from Maryland. No, I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I don't
right
know
now.
What that is.
Holy shit! You
I've never,
guys don't
I've never
know
heard
Song
of that.
South.
No. No.
All right, okay. You know the songs.
Wait! Before everybody thinks I'm like horrible.
No, we'll edit out the explanation.
Like, you know, little animals and a guy was telling it. And that's all I remembered, okay? Let me just say that.
You really were a good person.
Yeah, you are syrupy sweet.
Yeah. Also,
it's just nice.
Are they little bluebirds?
Yeah, it's pretty scary how sweet you are.
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't know.
Song of the South.
And I like
Disney's Disney's film. Featuring Uncle Remus and the stories of Br'er Rabbit.
I know Br'er Rabbit.
Br'er Bear.
I read because I had
Tar Baby.
Yeah, the Tar Baby.
Tar Baby.
Yeah.
I
actually have a book of the Tar Baby.
I do know. I didn't know it was called, but I mean, I'm pretty sure I actually have that book too.
I have the Br'er
Rabbit
story.
Well, the Br'er Rabbit stories are
Uncle Remus.
That's more, yeah. But it's Uncle Remus in the movie.
Okay.
And there are a couple of times where Uncle Remus kind of gets called down to go do some stuff for the white children he's telling stories for that it's just a little...
It's set
that,
on
it's
a plantation.
That's kind of why they don't show
in
it
south.
In schools anymore.
Even if you look at, I mean, like I said, this one of those movies will never get made again. But even in the context, I mean, was kind of a.
They told the story of the fucking Tar Baby. Like out of all the things they
a little
tell,
slavish there.
Yeah,
so
that's
know.
Like
so,
super slavish.
You know, to Sean's credit, though, I had a similar experience that you're having probably right now. You're just like, I didn't know. Like I thought it was good.
I didn't know. And I
well, like
I'm
when
like,
I saw when I saw Iron Man. I was like, oh, they went to the Middle East, like right on that. It's so culturally relevant right now.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend's from Pakistan, and she was like, are you serious?
Oh, shit.
And I was like, what? Really? I mean, like, they went over, and, like, they blew some shit up, and it was cool, right? Like,
really?
Right? And she's like, I cannot believe that you just said that. She's like, I cannot. Do you understand, like, the stereotypes and things that are involved? And I was like, what?
No.
Well, yeah, you know what? You're right. I can't even believe
what,
that
everyone,
I thought
like,
that.
What was that. Everyone was like calling for like jihad
yeah, exactly.
Everyone had rifles shooting them up in the air.
It's like after she said that, I was like, Jesus. And it's, I'm not just agreeing with you because I want to get late tonight, but like, you're totally right. Like,
no,
I
she was
not,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
But those were the bad guys there. Not everybody over
but
there
then,
was
but
like
then,
that.
Like, but then like I came back and I was like, yeah, but at the end, who was the real bad guy?
No. Who's always the real
bad guy? Who's always really
the logical Chris Tucker from one of the what was the movie?
Rush Hour. Just follow the white man with the money.
Follow the white man. There it is.
He's the bad guy.
Those movies got bad, but that's another.
It's either here or there.
We mentioned, you mentioned Catwoman stuff. I mean, what about like where like a white character gets replaced by like Nick Fury?
I'm
really glad.
Awesome.
I mean, great.
Except for Kingpin, but that's just because I think that guy's a bad actor.
Yeah,
but
Kingpin.
Like, other than that,
you know what though? Even though,
but you know that change had happened already in Ultimate. The Ultimate,
yeah
that's
right.
So
that's
why I was
Fury,
27.
Yeah.
So that was okay in the scene.
Even you know, and I don't ever like to go on record as to defend the Daredevil movie. But even with,
I remember the first time Ryan watched that movie.
God, yeah, you do,
dude.
That was terrible.
The park,
they
scene in the park,
that up so
the
bad.
Scene in the park, dude. Really,
hit stop after I think 15 minutes in the movie.
Yeah,
just
we
stopped
done.
It and walked away.
But I think Kingpin is kind of about the swagger of the character and not necessarily about the race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and who the fuck else was going to play him? Like James Gandolfini or something?
Yeah.
Like he didn't really have the muscle mass.
Exactly.
That.
So yeah. I mean, like
true.
At least. Fucking
Green Mile. That's
Green
his name.
Mile.
Green Mile.
No, that was slave.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
A pretty fucked up role.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
Yeah.
That was a pretty fucked up role.
The Magic Negro.
Yeah, exactly.
The Magic. The modern movie convention of the Magic Negro.
As I wish also, I was a Magic Negro.
And I'm gonna spend enough time talking
about. You know
what
would happen like if Magic Negroes existed?
Really existed?
But you know, yo, you remember the first movie that made me think about the Magic Negro thing was Bagger Vance.
Yeah, dude.
Legend of Bagger. Yeah, exactly.
I was so pissed at that movie.
That brings us to Will Smith again, fucking up black people.
You know, just talk about Will Smith.
Let's talk about Hancock.
Let's talk about Hancock, by the way.
Start it.
Okay, spoiler alert, that movie sucked.
But the first, like, 20 minutes is good. 15 minutes.
Crickets.
All right. You can say something. I'll pull out my notebook for a couple ideas I wrote down on Hancock.
All right, Carlton.
When we meet Hancock, and I don't think I'm... I'm doing the Every and Ivory dance.
Nice.
God, you just totally made me lose the train of thought. I had my little swagger going. I was like all in my notes. I wrote show notes on the top of it and underlined it. You know, I was fucking ready to go.
I regret that, but it just came out. You're right. It was a bad movie.
But okay, but think about this character. Like, just, and this is not giving anything away. This is because actually, when they redid the trailer, they gave a lot about the movie away the second time around.
Oh, yeah, they did.
But okay, he's an unreliable guy.
What the
fuck?
He's
lazy.
Too.
He's thuggish. You know, he people don't like him. He's an asshole. And this is our black
homeless
superhero.
Not because he's black.
You're right.
Though.
He is technically homeless.
Well, no, but you got to think about the fact he's black. And another thing, he goes to fucking jail.
Yep.
He goes to fucking jail.
But
besides Daredevil, who's going to jail?
That's a fucking.
Super. Kal-El isn't showing up in fucking Attica.
Nope.
That shit doesn't happen. He went to jail. Who was the one that civilized him? And I'm doing air quotes if you can't see me. Civilized him. A white man.
Damn.
From Arrested Development.
Who
no
was?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, by the way, don't get on Arrested Development. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that is. That's okay, yeah. Awesome.
Right. But who is his greatest weakness? Or what is his greatest weakness?
A white woman.
A white woman. What happens? Every time he gets close to a white woman, he loses his fucking powers. What the fuck is that about? Like, are they beating me over the head with it? Like, really? He's like, oh, yo, Ted, don't date the white girl. Can you take away your power? Like, what the fuck is that?
Make you count sand.
Make you count sand. What the fuck is that? And what's the resolution of the whole thing? He moves the fuck away to the other side of the country from the white woman. That's the fucking resolution of the movie.
Stay away from the white women, y'all.
Roll credits is a stupid fucking movie. It is racist as hell.
It was a stupid fucking movie.
And Will Smith
though.
Is like about to use up all his credibility he had for me from Independence Day. He's about to use it all up.
Like, and that was like a solid, what, 15 years ago?
He's
like,
using it up. He's close, man. He's using it up. He's running razor fucking thin. Besides, after Bad Boys.
What about
which
Wild
was...
Wild West?
No, I'm just kidding.
See, they took a white guy
See,
and made him black.
I was about to say, and that was they took a white dude and turned him into a black
in a completely unrealistic situation. If it's 18 fucking whatever, for Christ's sake, you are not getting on a train together. Even if it does turn into a giant spider. It's not happening.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's not happening. Oh, Will Smith has his own private car in the back.
Wait, technology was sick
with
like
the
that
horses.
But I'm just saying, like, if you look at that movie, like, the first time I saw it, I was trapped in the, oh god, this is the shittiest movie I ever saw. And then the second time, don't ask me why I saw it the second time.
Wow.
It was a sketchy situation. I was going out with this girl. She was like, you know, I think the only thing I could have roped her in for the second date was like to go see Hancock. Oh no, I haven't fucking seen Hancock. Let's go see it. It'd be awesome. She was a horrible girl. It was a horrible movie again. And it was like, it was just fucking unbelievable.
Yeah,
just,
shit storm right there.
But I mean, it's just like, you just break down the messages of that movie. I mean, it's just so negative. And I gotta give Will Smith some credit. I gotta hope
Fresh
that
Prince.
He, like, I guess between the script rewrites that apparently were going on every day on this set of that movie, from what I read, like, what the fuck? But see, between that, I gotta feel like he saw the final cut and he had to be offended. I gotta feel like.
I hope he may or may not have been, but Jada was.
Jada definitely was.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jada.
So do I. Yeah. You know who I can't stand? That little kid.
The kids are fucking annoying as shit.
Jesus Christ. Like, even if The Day the World Stood Still or The Day the Earth Stood Still had been a good movie, like, that kid probably would have still ruined it.
Oh, God, he's in that, too?
Yeah.
So he's, like, a legit actor now. He's not just, Will Smith.
He's a legit person you want to slap the shit out of.
Can I actually ask a question? I just thought about this. This is something I actually did not write down, but I meant to. Like I said, I've only been back in comics a couple years, so I only jumped in to... When I started reading Green Lantern, you know, we had our Black Lantern there, and he...
Right.
But it was... I had seen him on TV shows before I actually knew he existed, and he seems just like a normal, regular guy. Was he... When he first was introduced, was that true, or was
there
he
There are
like
some
a,
really, really good stories about Jon Stewart in a book called Green Lantern Mosaic. He was the title character in that. Like, he was the Green
Lantern. Like, when was this run? Like, when was this?
This would have been like late 80s, early 90s, probably. John Stewart's, like, I guess, main albatross around his neck is that he accidentally caused the destruction of a planet somewhere along the line.
Whoops. Which was an episode of the... It was an episode, wasn't
it? Right. It was on, yeah.
I remember that other TV show. Yep. Yep. You're definitely right.
It's actually true, though.
Yeah. As far as fiction goes.
As far as comic books go. I don't think he actually blew up a planet.
He blew up a planet.
Some guy named John Stewart somewhere blew up a planet.
He blamed it on OJ. That shit. Whatever it was. Costume. I don't know.
I mean, like, John Stewart is one of the characters, and that's why I've kind of always liked DC's, I guess, black characters a little bit more, is because, aside from Black Lightning and blah, blah, blah.
There are more of them.
Yeah, not only are there more of them, but they're more normal.
Are they just people?
Like, John Stewart's an architect. Like, that's a pretty admirable job in itself.
Yeah.
I could tell my kid that you could grow up to be that. You know what I'm saying? Aside from that, he's not. I mean, he's not really like Black Lantern. You know what I mean? That's
they didn't call him that.
If he was,
because I couldn't think. I actually could not think of his last name. That's why I called him Black Green Lantern. So
I wonder who's going to be in the Black Lanterns when they come out in the summer.
It could be a bunch of black dead characters that fucking even Marvel characters are coming back over. It's like going to be like Goliath and shit.
So is Martian Manhunter a black guy?
According to everybody who's ever played him.
Yeah,
according to Smallville's most recently, guess,
fucking apparently. Mantis, that the guy from that show from like 1990.
What about Black Manta?
Right.
That's who put him on the fucking Justice League cartoon. Wow.
He's actually on the list. Yeah, I don't. God, there's so much not to like about Aquaman. But like, and the thing is, like I didn't know about Black Manta until I read. I forget who wrote it, but Alex Ross did the art for that Justice. Yeah, I don't know who wrote it.
I think
either
it's Alex
Jim
Ross.
Kruger or Mike.
No,
it's Kruger.
Wade, maybe
Kruger wrote that. I think.
Yeah,
Jim Kruger wrote that.
And by the way, if you haven't read that, don't read it. It wasn't
really. Goddamn!
I only read the first.
I just
issue
did an art trade with V for that shit.
Really?
Damn it! Well, I mainly got because I like
it's it's great. Well, it's Alex Ross, so yeah. I mean, you know what you're gonna get. But I mean, it boils down to being a story about Aquaman. It's pretty much. I'm not off on that, am I?
I only read the first, like, whatever, the first volume.
It ends up being
about
fucking Aquaman. Like, and it ends up being some revelation that he's actually a frog. I mean, it's dumb as shit. Like, you just gotta read it. You gotta read it. Like, it turns out he's an amphibian. There's something, like, because it's fucking,
that is
stupid. It's Scientology. It's dumb as hell. It's a horrible book. And I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, Black Manta.
Black Adam? He's not black.
Black Adam. Well, he's from Africa.
He's from.
I gotta say that.
Yeah, you're right.
I gotta say that. Why isn't Black Adam being black?
Because so
is
he from Africa. I mean,
I actually heard a rumor about this that like there were, and I don't know if the shoe
is
like
he's Egyptian or something.
I remember reading this on a website, but that Black Adam, they were gonna redo the character to make him blacker. But apparently there was some movie talks and discussions, and The Rock was supposed to play him.
Yeah.
So they wanted to keep. So they wanted to keep him looking as close to The Rock as possible.
Yep.
So that's why I heard that there were thoughts. Well, because he was an African guy. People were a little offended that he kept getting paler and paler as years went on.
As far as I know, I guess he's Egyptian is what he is.
He is Egyptian. The thing
is, but Egypt
is a white beard turns into Egyptian.
Well, I know. Like, just because they're from the same continent. You know, I know.
A white dude turns into fucking Black Adam, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's true, too.
And to an extent, I guess they wanted to keep him a little bit like what he looked like originally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all the Egyptian shit has kind of come as a result of Geoff Johns, like as a result of like the last JSA series was where he was really fleshed out, you know. So I mean, I can see that.
Your sketchbook, like the sketches that you tend to collect, Terrence. You tend to get a lot of black characters.
Yeah, I mean it's true.
Do you not like white people?
I hate fuck it. No, just kidding. I'm not gonna be the.
I'll just repeat
Adam
that over and over again. The reverse Adam.
Bizarre.
Bizarre Adam.
But
goes back to Halloween costume.
I mean, I guess it just kind of boils down to I'm interested in seeing people's takes on characters.
Yeah.
That being said, nobody draws Mr. Terrific. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been drawn by like two people in the actual mainstream. You know. So I would like to see like some of the classic artists that I like, their take on him. And again, I like Storm too, and I'd like to be able to give him, because I'm gonna give my art to my kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's not eBay shit for me, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna stay in my family.
That's how my parents are with all their
So I mean, you know, I'd like to be able to give my kids something that they can kind of look at and go, oh, okay, black character. And fucking you, the last time you were on here, I'm pointing right at you, because last time you were on here, you really like put a big like downer on Mr. Terrific for me.
When?
Because you said he was a black character in blackface, Which is kind of
I didn't say that.
What? That wasn't me.
That's Black Lightning.
A black character in blackface?
Why was, no, that wasn't me. And,
what do you mean by his mask?
Yeah, his mask kind of goes.
You sure Brian didn't say that?
Was Brian? What is it, Brian?
I don't know. It did. I do remember somebody saying the mask.
I don't know.
I just remember
you being racist as hell last time. So.
And this is why. Oh, this is, now I understand what the motivation for this show was.
I'm determined to keep this going. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking?
Adam fucking redeeming himself.
I'm glad he said it was the Christmas show, because in my head the whole way here I was like, you know what? He's saving this shit for February.
Yes,
fucking
sir.
Black History Month. This thing's gonna be the fucking February show.
When Terrence and I were sending emails back and forth talking about it, I was thinking I'll post it in like February. Yeah, I mean, there's something about that month. I think it's like Women's History President's Day. Maybe it's because there's President's Day that month.
I'll be blowing up some brown people. At that point,
and I know
sure.
this. I know this is not about comics, but that is the most offensive idea, and I don't.
What, Black History Month?
Oh my god, really, really, dude? That is the most.
I mean, that's
offensive.
Why, that is white people trying and
just trying and fucking
miserably.
Failing,
and that's why white people
insulting idea,
and that's why white people don't write black characters. Because that's what happens. You get Black History Month.
That is true.
That's what happens.
People are just scared to fail. Just write a story that people want to read.
A story and make the guy's face brown. Come on, like, seriously.
Yeah, but there's so much more than, like, you can't just write a story and then just,
why
you know.
Can't you? That's the thing. Like, unless your goal is to.
Well, because there's so much more to, like, being a black man in America.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you can't just, like,
black guy is not the same thing as being a white guy. It's not.
You can do a book and tackle that. But, I mean, but how many times they really, like, a good example is, like, when they introduce Echo. Echo's a Native American, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Native Americans don't have the same fucking existence we do, is if you don't believe that, read Scout by Jason Aaron, right?
Yes,
Jason. Yeah, read that if you want to see the experience of Native Americans in America. But what did they do? They had like a pretty long arc, well, like what, 3 or 4 issue arc in Daredevil where they dealt really strong
stuff.
And, yeah, where they dealt really strong with Native American heritage, and after that, she became a character. She became just a normal character. I mean, and yeah, so you can have a book where you can tackle that, but I mean, and I'm looking at this from just a superhero angle. Superhero comic doesn't really need to be tackling black issues in America. Well, how many times they really, they're not touching on gay, you know, they have gay people in comics, but they're not talking about Prop 8.
They're all lipstick lesbians.
Yeah, exactly.
Not exactly. Not exactly. Because you got your boy, that was the Hulkling, whatever, Hulkling guy.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's like, it's hard to, like,
lipstick
all
lesbians?
The way gay.
It's hard to do a black
the character.
A book about black characters that shows the black experience. Without feeling like you're only trying
Renee
to market
Montoya?
It to black people.
Batgirl.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's a
Renee
bit,
Montoya.
It's kind of a catch-22 situation.
No, it really is.
You know what I mean? If you want to portray that, that's fine. But you're also alienating a lot of the audience, especially, I mean, you know, white Southerners. Sorry, guys.
I'm not a white Southerner.
Yeah, you're not. You live here, though.
You live in the South. So
you're from Southern Maryland. Shut up, Ryan.
Yeah, we are south of the Mason-Dixon, dude. So.
I mean, it's tough to alienate, you know.
Yeah.
Probably
well,
your main constituency is consumers, you know?
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't think those
Adam,
social
what?
Issues.
What?
I know, right? Adam.
Those social issues really, how often would they really pop up in a comic, though? I mean, you can do a book outside.
That's terrific. Get the shit out of the Klan in one book. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you. Well, there was a Jonah Hex where he beat up a bunch of Klansmen.
Really?
Yeah. One of the things I was going to, like, there's a couple of Boom Studio books that I've been seeing and buying lately. One was, what's that book called?
Why
that
are you pointing at me? I don't know.
Oh, God. What the hell is the name of that book? I still need issue four of it.
Oh, four. I love you. And Adam just flipped his girlfriend off.
What the hell? Hunter's Moon. Yeah. Hunter's
I
Moon
didn't know that.
Is in Boom Studio. It was written by the guy that wrote or directed Ray.
Okay.
So he did this book, Hunter's Moon. And basically, I didn't finish reading it yet, but what it's about is it's a like a corporate black guy whose like kid is like wants to be a rapper and he's all street and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants to bond with his son. So when he was a kid, his dad used to take him hunting in the mountains, like in West Virginia or something. So he takes his kid with him to this retreat in West Virginia to go hunting. And while they're out, like something happens and the kid gets kidnapped. But like all the West Virginians think that he killed his son and that he left him out in the woods and he's trying to do all this shit. And he's like, they're like going. So basically it definitely tackles like race in a lot of ways, because you have the corporate black guy who's like not really a black guy, you know, kind of thing where they're tackling that. And then the kid that's all street and he's like way like, you know, like, so it's like two definite, polar opposites there
right.
of the spectrum. But they have that, and then you mix in like the country ass white guys who just don't trust black guys in general, kind of thing. But it was interesting. It wasn't great book, but it was enough to finish the series out.
Well, like,
I guess.
Well, one book I read, and I actually picked this up. I think I can't remember who recommended. Somebody Heroes actually told me about it. It's actually a book called Incognigro.
Yeah.
I don't know, anyway, it was written by I think a guy's name was Matt Johnson. I want to say Matt Johnson, but I might have to double check that.
Yeah.
The story was about this guy who was in Deep South during pre-Civil Rights South. And he was a guy that was born, I can't remember if he had like mixed parentage or whatever, but he was a black guy that looked white. He could pass for white. So he would go down south, and he was writing all these undercover stories on like Klan lynchings and everything, and was like exposing Klan members. And it was a really good story. And it's about, he has a twin brother who looks black.
Okay.
And it's pretty good. And it was written, and the guy who wrote it, I remember just reading the back flap of it, and it was really interesting because he was a really light skinned guy, and he had twins, and that's how he was inspired, because one looked black, other one looked white. But that's a really good story.
Well, I'm going to tell you about something I was thoroughly fucking offended by when I was working. I used to work for Manifest. I used to work for, you know, a record store. Marvel Comics, I don't even know how many years ago this was. This is like probably about 5-6 years ago. Like Fat Joe put out an album, something like that, and Marvel was all behind it, I guess. I don't know why. Like the promotional item that went out with this was like, it was like a Fat Joe comic that had like Lil' Kim and like a bunch of other like rappers in it. And all they did was like fucking shoot people up for like 15 pages. I was like, this is, you know, they're giving out this for free, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck people going to the stands and paying for books. Like, this is what you're giving out as promotional items. You know what I mean? And it kind of pissed me off like big time when it came to that. I don't know why. It was just one of those things where it was like, it's bad enough that shitty hip hop is infiltrating the youth. You know what I mean? You know, it's bad enough that like the stereotypes are, you know, are what's like what people aspire to now.
Yeah.
That's bad enough for me. But the fact that you're giving out free promotional shit,
I wouldn't even call it promotion. I'd call it propaganda.
Yeah.
I think it may have crossed that
line.
You're
right. You're right.
The fact that it's free and it's coming out with this.
Like, they were like,
I can only assume horrible Fat Joe record.
Yeah. And it, like,
you know what I mean?
It was all like Fat Joe was like the fucking munitions expert. Somebody was like the demolition expert. And Lil' Kim was like the slut.
Did any of y'all pick up the Method Man book that Sanford Green did the art for? And David, what's the.
I know his name.
What's his last name? With 12 Gauge. Dave, he did.
I saw it. I actually saw it in the graphic novel section in Borders.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. It's not
that.
That's
all it is. David, it's just a graphic novel.
Atchison? David Atchison.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, like that.
Yeah, so David Atchison wrote it, and Sanford Green does the art in it. Yeah. It's the Method Man book, and they're going to do like a whole Wu-Tang series or something.
Yep.
Did anybody?
I didn't pick it up, but I did look through it. I flipped through it.
Yeah.
I thought it didn't look so bad. The thing about it is that there have been like 3 failed Wu-Tang experiments as far as comics go.
Yeah.
My problem with it was that they started with Method Man.
Of all people. Yeah. Like, should have been like Jizzo.
Like,
Ghost
I can understand like he's the most recognizable name.
He's the M-E-T-H-O-D man.
But he's the most like recognizable member of the
He was in a video
Wu-Tang
with Fred Durst.
You know what, though?
Clearly would have started with RZA.
As much on...
Actually, I take that back. I'd have started with Ghostface.
Yeah, I would have started with Ghostface or Jizzo because I like Jizzo. But,
Liquid Swords, bitch!
Wu-Tang Clan. Oh,
easily one of the most underrated.
Did you get Pro Tools? The new thing that Jizzo had out?
Nah, man. I just listen to music. I don't make it.
What else you got in your notes there, Ted?
Yeah, I had one more thing.
I know you set up. Keep us going, Ted.
I didn't mean to get us
one thing. This is when I first joined the forums, and this was like way too early, and I didn't want to like join in and like kind of start ripping into people. But I guess someone posted an article about like there were talks they were going to have a black guy play Captain America.
The Will Smith thing.
Yeah. And there was just fucking flames flying on that forum. and my angles was like, okay, is that just, I mean, like, why is that? Like, I guess nowadays it wouldn't happen. But there have been times there have been black characters that be rewritten and changed to white characters.
I got to say that my argument was the best on that forum thread. This happens in the 40s.
Yeah.
The symbol of America in the 40s is not going to be a black guy.
Yeah, but he'd be the first person to get experimented on.
But he wasn't an American symbol, you know, in the 40s. I mean, it's the fucking 40s. I mean, yes, nowadays, cool.
If he played Isaiah Bradley and got that killed on his first mission, I'd be all about it. You know what I mean? Because like, that's what happens in the truth. Is like, you know, yep. They're experimenting on him to try the shit out, and eventually it goes to Steve Rogers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I mean,
if they play him as like the test subject, and he gets his brains blown out like 30 minutes into the movie, and then they start going, okay, well, we'll try this on Steve Rogers, blah, blah, blah.
But see, that would fly for comic book readers. That would not fly for the general audience. True. The general audience would be like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
It's like Wild Wild West.
But you know what? It would make for some good concept shit. I mean, like, same thing for Iron Man. Not like, the thing is, like, with Iron Man, you're dealing with a character that not too many people really know shit about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's Captain America. You probably would want to make it a little more high concept than just him kicking the shit out of Nazis.
Yeah.
I don't know. People really love when Nazis get beaten up.
Dude, you remind me about my mullet thing? Like, when we get back on the topic of race.
wait, Adam, race? Has the same.
Wait a minute.
All race?
Is there not a black mullet?
I think I just throw it out there.
All right, fine. Useful comebacks for when people, like, for any other, like, black people that read comic books listening to this. The next time someone of another race asks, why don't you have an afro? Or, can I touch your hair?
Ryan did used to have an afro, by the way.
People ask to touch your hair?
Yes.
So what's it going to touch your hair? Damn.
Yeah, exactly. Just be like, can I touch your mullet?
So this is a girl. This is
if I could grow a mullet, I would totally grow a mullet.
Damn, dude.
This is a girl asking you this?
Really,
the logical comment would be like, can I touch your tits?
Right.
I really hope that would be my line. Never asked somebody, like, can I touch
here's
your tits?
Hey, here's, all right, getting back on the maybe subject of race.
Being black in America?
No, I mean, like, how many of you guys, like.
I'm seeing it.
Have I done that? I don't know.
I'm talking to mainly Ryan and Ted here.
Okay.
Hi. Like, what do you guys kind of, how do you feel like you're looked at as a, you know, black person that reads comics?
I was going to ask that. That was going to be one of my questions before I forgot everything we were talking about.
I know one other person out of, one other black person out of everyone I know that, well, besides you guys now, of course, so just triple that. But
I mean, can't hear a fucking hip-hop album without
like, I mean, like,
reference.
You guys, I don't know any other black people that read comics. They don't get it. Like, my friends will pick up something on my desk, like, why you read this comic book with all these white people in it? You know, it's like, well, yeah, it just.
I know lots of people.
I kind of had bigger fish to fry. Like, I was in a punk. I've been playing quote unquote white folks music that Chuck Berry did, in fact, invent.
Create, yes.
So that I get that a lot. Did. I get that way before I get black person reading comic books.
Well, still, I mean, it's still kind of a, you know, it's still a stereotype that you have to deal with, and the fact that I'm the same way. You know, I listen to punk, hardcore, rap, everything. You know what I mean?
Britney Spears, definitely.
But, draw the line there. But I mean, it's like, you know, if you don't listen to something, even just being black, if you don't listen to something mainstream, you fucking get looked at funny. You know what I mean? Much less something that's considered traditionally white, especially comics are as a medium, kind of traditionally a white thing, you know?
I mean, how do you guys feel about being black and reading comics?
I fucking read comics because I find them entertaining. You know what I mean? It's like, I would much rather read that than a goddamn Danielle Steele novel or some shit like that. You know what I mean? It's like,
and I'll admit something that Harley, and usually I'm pretty good about not, you know, caring about races or anything. Like, because, I mean, just what I do, if I cared about race, I wouldn't go to work because I'm the only black guy there. But I will say, and this is just me opening up for the dollar man because I love you guys. But there are times while I walk into Heroes and I'll see another black guy, I'll be like, yes, I'm happy.
That's how I would feel. Like,
and
like,
you usually comment
walk
on
into
it
like a
and
I show, like, there's remember, another black kid there. I'm like, I just made a friend. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna get,
you don't even know this
exactly.
And he's your friend.
I'm
now.
Gonna give you, like, the you biggest talk. Fucking hug.
Yep. You know? Yeah, show just you me. Call yeah, me. Exactly. Hey, dude.
Let's go get a drink. You yep. straight edge. Let's go talk outside.
Exactly. Let's go get a taco. Fucking.
Come watch me smoke a cigarette.
Exactly. It's just like that. Because, like, you know, walking around Heroes Con, I was like, okay, they're like, you know, it's pretty packed. Three black people here probably.
Yeah.
Walking around, you know, just get that feeling, you know. But, I mean, that happens a lot. So you kind of can't get, you know, beaten down. I think if I let myself get stopped by that, you know, there are a lot of things I wouldn't do.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Or being the only girl.
I mean, whatever. Oh, every guy here wants to date me. Ooh.
Save it.
I think
Gambit
draws
girl
enough
show.
Girls to fucking comic books. Like, there's nobody that'll draw black people.
There are more black people who read comics than there are girls.
I don't think so.
I doubt that.
Based on the customers.
I think it's at least close.
May be close,
I wouldn't even think it was close.
Really?
Yeah. I think there are tons more. I think there are a lot more women than black people.
Yeah,
black,
well, because there are quote-unquote girly comics that me and Adam read. So
yeah. Black girls get gounted twice. Does anybody know any black girls that read comics?
One.
Do you?
Sami.
Is she single?
Yeah. I know a couple.
Yeah. No, she's not anymore. No.
I'm actually in my white girl phase now. So
I can name four right off the top of my head.
Can you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Women
aside
black
from the people in this room,
women,
I don't think I know any
women?
Other like
black women,
like personally on a personal level.
They go to
black
girls?
People that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like putting this show together. I was like, oh my god, my friend Ryan's gonna be a tad. I'll have a third black person I can put on the show. You know, it's like I was racking my brain trying to think of a third. Yeah,
it's like my brother's in the comics, but he's more into like manga and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the other one's like 19.
I know ethnic people that are in the comics, but I don't really know straight, you know, black people that are in the comics like that.
Ted.
No, plenty.
Yes.
What
I guess
got you
in
the
comic store, so I'm skewed.
What got me into comics again? Well, I used to, I think everyone read, like, to a certain degree back when we were,
in the 90s.
Like, yeah, you know, X-Men foil covers and shit like that. Yeah. Wolverine. Oh, yeah. Wolverine being a badass. Gambit.
No, those are not worth anything.
By the way, I used to think Gambit was cool, and like now I look back, like, what the fuck was I thinking? But whatever.
Girls love Gambit.
I will admit, I was one of those yokels that fucking pulled up CNN.com and saw a story that Spider-Man revealed his identity. And this was in Civil War. I forget which book it was. And so
Spider-Man.
I went to the nearest comic book store.
You
I was like, hey.
Fucking find anywhere.
What?
That's Spider-Man issue.
I have
he reveals himself.
You got it.
Do you?
Probably.
I'll sell it to you.
90% sure.
It's like that's the only issue like from the Civil War runs I have that I don't have that issue.
Whatever they're selling it for, I give you $2 less.
Whatever. I'm on it.
I honestly don't give too much of a shit about it, but if you can get it for me, I'll pick it up. Anyway, Ted, go ahead.
Can I finish, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
No.
So I went to a comic book store, and I picked up the issues, and I read them, and of course, you just read those in fucking isolation. You have no clue what's going on. So I went back. I was like, hey, is there anything I need to do to catch up? And the guy almost killed me on comics because he told me to read House of M. I won't say the name of the store, but it wasn't Heroes Aren't Hard to Find.
Really? Okay, good, because
it wasn't
House
them. But that was the next book, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And it's like, who are these people? I don't know any of them. And
you can sum that up in like one sentence. Scarlet Witch said there wouldn't be any mutants, and then there weren't.
Yeah, there's like 300.
Scarlet
left.
Witch is fucking crazy.
Which doesn't make any sense at all.
Make a long story long. I end up going to Heroes after a couple trips to that store because obviously the people didn't really want. Those are the kind of guys we're talking about, people that don't like to socialize with other people. So I was like, these people suck. So I ended up going to Heroes, and I think it was actually, you know, Phil was there. And one night I went in like 8:30. I was like, hey, man, you know, I haven't read comics forever. What do I need to read? He handed me, oh, God, what was it? Preacher he handed me.
Yes.
He handed me Batman Hush, I think he gave me.
Batman Year One, I bet.
No, it was Batman Year One he gave me. No, he gave me Hush, too, though. I think he gave me Hush. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, I know you got questions for us.
You had this
Everybody
major.
Wants to ask a black person something.
Yeah, this is your free pass.
Oh, shit.
I had insights.
Never believe when someone tells you that.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
We have a question from the audience.
Hold on.
Our studio audience.
Do I need to get out of the chair?
Can the black comic book character swim?
I think black man. I'm pretty sure black Manta
can.
Black Manta can. Everyone else is shit out of luck.
It may be because of his suit, though.
All right, and if you cut that, I'm fucking destroyed. I'm never listening to anything the Dollar Bin ever does. Oh,
we are not friends anymore.
I cut nothing. I cut
and
nothing.
And people are like, oh my god, I don't think they can.
I didn't even.
I'm thinking now.
Hey.
Have you ever? I think okay. Yeah, John's going to build
Black
a boat.
Manta,
yeah, he had, like, he'll build fins, a boat, so he's okay.
He had an oxygen tank.
He'll be walking on the bottom of a sea.
I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Have we actually seen him
walking
swim
to the bottom of the fucking sea?
No.
He's
he had a boat.
Some sort of like
he had, no,
scooter
he, yeah,
and
he
shit.
Had a, he had like a Sea-Doo, and he had one of those boat things when he had like a submarine.
Swim. Holy shit. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's so goddamn mad. Maybe that's why he wants to kill Aquaman, because that motherfucker can swim.
Have you ever seen Storm in the water? Had the sheet?
Hell no.
She floats
no, whenever
above
she
it.
Rains, she makes it rain, she's got an umbrella.
Making it rain.
So now this is going to bother me.
Isn't that what Pac-Man Jones got in trouble for?
Fucking Pac-Man Jones.
I'm trying to... trying to think.
I cannot actually. Man, that might have been a great
damn
question.
Twilight. That might have been like fucking the most brilliant
that's
insight
some
of the.
Why can't Luke Cage swing? Fucked up, man.
I ain't never seen.
What's up with his unbreakable skin, man?
Okay, when they did the first the first New Avengers story, when they went to that island, the jailbreak, was he there?
No, they crashed on the island, though, didn't they?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you know what? He rode the helicopter over with, like, Jessica Drew. He did. He rode the helicopter over.
I got a total idea for a comic, blaxploitation comic I'm going to write now. It's going to be called Marvel Pool Party. All the black characters will be over in the shallow end. And all the white cats be over at deep end.
All three.
And I'm gonna make bank off of that.
I buy it.
I'm in. We'll make a new character called Black Finn, and that's his only power. Is
he's
like
a black guy that can
swim. He can swim in 8 feet of water.
Just for the record, I can swim. Just throw it out there. Because some people out there is like, oh, I knew that stereotype was true.
Can I swim? Not very well.
I've never tread
water and doggy.
Okay, you're the tiebreaker. Can you swim?
I swim to save my life. Oh. I don't swim for fun.
Now see, every time I've ever been in a pool with Ryan, he Michael always Hill. Says he doesn't go swimming. I mean, he doesn't take his shirt off.
He's swimming for a paycheck. I don't think there are black people in Atlanta.
I mean, how often do you see a white superhero swim?
It's assumed.
Yeah,
like
it is.
Superman goes underwater. Like I've seen Captain America. Like
yeah, I've seen Batman swim. I've definitely seen Batman swim.
Batman just puts a little thing over his face. Swims all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
That's true. That is true.
Some I'm gonna start my own comic about black I've seen hockey players.
Like, well, see, those actually exist,
dude. Okay. Yeah, and there's one right now who's active in the NHL. He is badass.
Yeah, yeah. Plays, I know you're talking.
Does he still play for the Capitals?
Black water polo team.
No, we don't have.
Team.
Man, who's that guy? I watched the guy.
The guys was drowned. You fucking watching.
I just thought about that. I was like, damn, I shouldn't even thought about that.
I don't know. I don't think there aren't a lot of black characters.
There are no black characters that are, can Cyborg swim?
He would rust.
Can steel swim.
I think he can sink.
What's up with what they did to
by definition can't swim.
That's his weakness.
He throws a bucket of water on his ass and that's a wrap.
Comic books are telling us to stay away from white women in water. That's the recurring theme.
We can't win.
But this brings back to something else popped in my head. I didn't think they would let it fly with Nick Cage and Jessica Jones and the kid. That's really progressive.
Of course, he got kidnapped.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first
At least Luke Cage wasn't a fucking deadbeat dad or some shit.
he set the precedent when he got the old wrong entry in the first part of Alias.
I was gonna say did her in the butt.
Thank you. I was gonna say it.
Yeah, he did. Really uncomfortable place. Yeah.
I guess this was one of those mature magazines.
I've never read Alias. He was hitting it from behind.
No, he was punching her in the balloon knot.
Yeah.
How did they bring that up in a comic? A Marvel
they
comic.
How was that thrown up? It's Marvel Max.
Yeah. So she was saying she was like wrong hole.
No, it was like
you could tell by the look on her face.
She was like, "Does that seem a little tighter than usual?"
Goddamn right it does.
The dollar man explores sodomy.
Luke Cage was the one exploring sodomy.
I have not read comics in a long time.
That shit blew. I need to read this fucking Marvel Max line. Apparently, it's some interesting shit.
It's written by Bendis. I think it's either like the first or second.
It's like in the first or second issue.
That's why Devin loves that book.
Yeah, there you go.
Anal sex.
Butts.
So, Ryan, I mean, you're not reading now.
Oh, no.
When you were reading, do you remember how you got involved in that comics thing?
Ironically, the first comic I ever bought was a Captain America.
Yeah?
Damn.
In a stop-and-go Quickie Mart.
I don't remember the first. I remember the first comic I ever read, but I don't remember the first comic I ever bought.
Mine was the same time.
I can't think if I had any other questions.
If there's a Santa, and he's working in cahoots with Jesus... Can we make it so that Terrence Howard is in the next Iron Man movie?
Oh shit, that reminds
me. I can't take Don Cheadle seriously.
Here's the thing,
military guy.
I meant to actually bring this up earlier.
Trade
one black guy for another doesn't work.
Well, no, I was in when I was when
that
I was
two working black same, actors right? in Hollywood.
I think I brought this up before. I think probably when the show that I probably got it cut it from something. But when I was at Richard's Comics, there was a guy in there. It was the Iron Man poster of us right when the movie's first. I don't even think it came out yet.
Yeah,
this guy is standing there who happens to be black.
Why did you just say
was he also robbing the joint?
He's not. He's I just not like a saying guy. That. He's a guy.
I just think it's funny to say it.
No, it's to be retarded.
It is pertinent to the story, though. But he's like.
He just did air quotes, by the way.
Oh yeah, air quotes. We do that all the time.
Radio
on the dollar
vision. You fucking see it.
Oh no. So I'm sitting there getting ready to buy my books, and he's in front of me, and he like looks at the poster, and he's like, "Man, that's bullshit. Cast that light skinned motherfucker to play Rhodey." He said he couldn't cast a real black man. They cast him.
Damn.
See, he broke a rule. He wasn't supposed to let you know about that inner. You weren't supposed to know about that inner. That inner struggle we have. Right, no, he fucked up. We're not going to talk about that. Right, we're not talking about that. I'm not getting my
like,
black card revoked.
I'm not
going
to make the same mistake that guy made.
I'm already on probation for dating too many white women, so I can't lose my black card.
I was like, holy shit, man.
You notice we're trying to move away from this?
Yeah, I'm not involved in this conversation.
All three of the black people in this room.
But like that actually happened.
See, just think. We have a lot of other races that hate us, and then we hate ourselves.
Well, there are four black people in this room, but three of them have mics.
What?
I love you, honey.
Not talking about.
I know you are.
I like to think of myself deep down as really white. I am. I can't help it.
Deep down.
So like, guess what? Externally, you are too.
Yeah.
But if you guys saw like some really tan guy walking out, like white guy, would you like hate him or be upset about?
No,
him
but I will refer to somebody. Well, actually, I myself even. I'll be like, man, that's one pale motherfucker. But you know, so am I. But you
ginger
know, what
kids,
can you do?
You give them hell. Yeah.
I will say that at least 1 year in my life. The majority of my friends were black for 1 year.
To see you try it out for basketball?
For 1 year. For 1 year of my life, the majority of my friends
this
were
black.
This
is my summer in Kenya.
I was a small forward.
I was talking to Adam earlier, like, I guess last week about, he called me up and I was driving around in Houston.
Oh, shit.
And he was, like, talking about something and, like, how, like, one of his friends has, like, the majority of his friends are white. And I was like, man, you know what's really
crazy?
That's
what I said, I'm going to have, like, I was like, I already got Terrence and Ted. I'm pretty sure the majority of their friends are white.
Damn.
And I was like, man, since
I don't know for positive.
Since I moved, yeah. Since I left
right
DC,
now, yeah.
Since I left DC, like, I know one white person in Houston. And I was like, dude, and it's fucking awesome. Let me tell you.
It ends up being like that.
To not be the black guy.
Right.
You know, with
yeah.
All the
it's
white
tough.
Because like most of the people I know here, like back home is
I don't know why
story,
I did
but most people I know here are like people I know through work, and I'm like the only black guy at work. Right. Except for, like one of my guys from Morehouse came and moved up here, and like we're real cool. Marcus, if you're listening, shout out.
Is he?
But
now you're gonna push him right onto the show. Listen to this shit.
Yeah, oh, he's there. I told
3 hours in, I say what's up.
I will say if this show didn't go on tonight, I would have been kind of assed out. I told my friends, I'm like, hey, you know, you can grab it on iTunes. It's gonna be cool and be big. So, you guys still do the iTunes? It's still on iTunes, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris does that stuff.
I think so.
I think right now, and I don't mean to throw any generalization, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the group you have here are very open to white culture, black culture, you know.
Yeah.
I read manga.
That's your only problem with this show.
Cut that out.
Well, that's one of the things I constantly thought of when I was putting this together, too. I was
like, are these two white
Because, like,
guys?
You know, I joke that it's like, I'll joke that, like, I have Ted, Terrence, and Ryan, you know. But, I mean, like, yeah, you guys are pretty open to white culture.
Yeah.
And, that's why it's like I need somebody from Wu-Tang, you know, like
yeah.
But I mean, how
shit,
many?
You
how
need
many,
somebody fucking.
How many people
Tupac
do y'all
fan?
Know that read comics?
Fuck
that
no one.
I mean, like, but it's like you can't hear a rap album without like hearing
yeah,
like a comic book. But it's always like the same people. But
well,
no,
here's the other
Wu-Tang
thing:
Wu-Tang pulls
like,
out some fucking JSA members and shit. I mean, like some Wu-Tang.
Here's the thing:
you need to get
all,
Sam Jackson.
We're all dorks though, and we know that like a lot of the fucking references are wrong.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying.
Like, yeah. Like, dude, that wasn't...
Like, the only... The best comic reference I think I heard in a long time was when Q-Tip said, I'm the Luke Cage of the written page or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit's ill,
Luke,
man.
I can't think of anything right now, but Lupe Fiasco is pretty big on comics, too.
Yeah.
He's been...
I can't stand Lupe Fiasco, but...
Yeah,
oh, get
right.
The fuck out! No, Lupe said some shit about Tribe Called Quest, and to me, Tribe Called Quest is, like, the epitome of everything
Lupe,
that a rap group is. So...
And that's all I have to say about that.
Hold on. Do we need like a closing summarizing thought?
You go for it. You have the notes.
I like mittens.
Yeah, I think we expired.
I think, I mean, you guys touched on everything that I was thinking about the whole why.
Mine was better earlier. I can't remember what mine was, but I had a better one earlier than that.
Yeah.
I mean, why black characters aren't as prevalent.
Well, it just gets,
guys,
I mean.
It seemed to touch on everything.
It's to, oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh.
In conclusion,
White power.
That, I think that
I
did think it.
I ended like 35 term papers in college on that.
Slow clap.
We can't swim.